returning to Washington today. CNN's Lisa Desjardins has this preview.
Brace yourself for more symbolic votes, the national debt debate, and likely some partisan finger-pointing. The biggest vote expected this week, a symbolic one on whether or not to raise the debt limit. That's likely on Wednesday.
An exhaustive search continues for survivors off the coast of Italy. CNN's Dan Rivers reports dive crews plan to keep scouring the area around a capsized cruise ship.
It's effectively like a sort of skyscraper lying on its side, this ship. It's enormous, bigger than the town at which it is in front of. So it's a massive task. Overnight they had about 120 people searching.
Six bodies have been pulled out of the wreckage. Two Americans are among 14 people still missing. Ratings agency Standard & Poor's downgrades nine European nations. CNN's Jim Bitterman reports this comes as the leaders of France and Spain meet today to discuss the ongoing debt crisis.
I think there's all of these leaders are trying to figure out what they can do to improve their reputations and improve their economies in a way that will satisfy the agencies.
Wall Street is closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-16-12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7 and reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
You'll find some well-known superheroes at the movie theater later this year.
There were many of them in 2011, but they were the secondary caliber of characters. In 2012, we've got the A-list guys all hitting the big screen.
BoxOfficeGuru.com's Gitesh Pandya says the key A-listers returning this summer include Iron Man.
Ah, it's good to be back!
Spider-Man.
What are you doing here?
I'm nothing.
And Batman.
These are three of the most popular superhero characters in the world.
And Pandya says they'll be needed to help rescue Hollywood's box office after a weak 2011.
Hollywood is really banking a lot on the comic book films to get them through this year.
After all, the previous Spider-Man, Iron Man, and one of the Batman films are among the top 50 grossing movies of all time in the U.S. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Who is the conservative that can beat Obama? One man, Newt Gingrich. Here's what Michelle Bachmann had to say about Newt.
He made an indelible mark that literally changed the course of the United States. He was Speaker of the House from 1995 to 1999. He was almost better known than our president during those years. He made such a strong mark.
Her praise didn't end there.
He was the architect of the revolution that wrested control of the House of Representatives from 40 years of Democrat rule.
With Newt, we balanced the budget 4 years in a row, paid down $400 billion of debt, cut taxes, and created 11 million jobs. Michelle Bachmann is right. Newt helped change history once. He can do it again. Go with Newt, the man who can beat Obama.
Newt Gingrich, thank you. What a treat, speaker.
Paid for by Winning Our Future, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If you're in tech, you should be on DICE. Dice.com is all about connecting the best tech professionals with the job they want. Dice.com has over 80,000 of the hottest jobs in tech, from game developer to software engineer or Oracle DBA. You can find tech jobs from the companies you want to work for, like Adobe, Dell, and eBay. Download our mobile app at dice.com/mobile. Get started with Dice.com, the career hub for tech.
We want to know,
How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with Progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome indeed, folks. It is a pleasure and an honor to be with you on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Remembrance. We will spend some considerable time remembering Dr. King, certainly through guests and through some of his spoken word. It's just an honor to be able to present some of this in memoriam, and just pleased as I can possibly be to be with you on this glorious day. I got to tell you honestly, I have been involved in I've been involved in radio a long time, and it never gets old, nor should it. Dr. Martin Luther King, and again, you know, I realize he's not a saint, but what he did for the cause of freedom, what he did for the cause of people everywhere, no matter the color of your skin, he talked of things and inspired people in ways that are uncommon even to this day. And although we can honestly say that the cause that he fought for hasn't nearly manifested in a way that it should have, at least not at this point in the year 2012, we can, of course, with hope and great desire, you know, carry his message forward. We're going to talk about that a great deal today. In fact, at the 7 o'clock hour, Brandon Jessup, CEO of Michigan Forward Michigan, will be with us. And I had a chance to meet with Brandon over the holidays. By the way, I met him in person, which is something that we hadn't had a chance to do. He very much evokes the spirit of Dr. King in deed and in mission. And so we'll look forward to having Brandon on the show. In concert with that, Occupy Detroit, certainly very much in line with Dr. King's message. Mark Brewer will be with us, where we'll, I'm sure, talk about the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. And Christine Berry from Blogging for Michigan and our Blog Roll segment will also be with us as well. So we've got a great day lined up for you. Let's go ahead and get this thing started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Well, our first word today, obviously, is not going to surprise anybody. It is freedom. Freedom in any way that you need that word to manifest in your life. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care how much money you do or don't have. I don't care how much education you do or don't have. Freedom should be something that should be equally accessible to all. It is not. Of course, we know that. That doesn't come as a surprise to anybody. We still see the oppressed, and we still are oppressors in this country. And depending on your socioeconomic status, perhaps your arrogance, sometimes it's a little more brave and daring than it ought to be, and it's not okay. Which is why we continue to fight the good fight, which is why we continue to preach those things that afford us an opportunity to right wrongs. One of the many reasons that the Occupy movement, whether it's Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Detroit, Occupy whatever, is working and is finding an audience is because of the work, the foundational work that Dr. King set for us decades ago. Is it unfortunate? Sure, it's unfortunate that we still have to fight the good fight. The good news is there are still people willing to do that. I, of course, look forward to the day where we can move on to other issues. Will that happen in my lifetime? I'm not optimistic it will, but I'm just glad to be here today and to promote our first word, which is freedom. And I'm not going to use it to segue in anything. It is today's first word. Let freedom ring. All right. Let me, after an exciting weekend for both Michigan sports, I'm talking about professional and college. Nationally, of course, we had the NFL playoffs this weekend. It's now getting much clearer who's going to be who our options are for the Super Bowl. But Jeff Redford, when we left you on Friday, you were a bit under the weather. How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm feeling great. It's funny because I took I took some medicine. I ended up sleeping more than I ever have in my entire life in one night on Friday night. It was crazy. I mean,
do tell.
I took NyQuil and that didn't have any effect. So it sounds weird, but I took the NyQuil. I went to work out because I'm like, okay, it's not working, obviously. So it was like at night, and I went to run on the treadmill or whatever. And then halfway through, I'm like, man, I'm starting to feel a little sleepy, which is a weird feeling because, you know, normally you're tired on a treadmill. It wasn't tired, like exhausted. It was tired, like I might fall asleep on this treadmill kind of thing. And then I went back, and next thing I know, I was out at like 8 o'clock, and I didn't wake up until I was in and out of sleep. So it wasn't like straight through, but till like 9:30 the next morning. So I think about 11 hours. Wow. Which is nuts
that
for
is,
me.
I mean, for me, it would be.
Never slept past. I don't think I can ever think of a time I slept past like 9. But I mean, just the entire week, it was just exhausting. Then the sickness, and then the NyQuil, all added up until. And then the next morning, I felt great. So maybe that's all I needed was some rest.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you're feeling better. Yes, 11 hours sleep is significant. I think if I slept that long, my family would come in and check me for dead.
Right. I didn't have anyone to check for me, so I was.
You're right.
I was enjoying just, and then I was lethargic, like, in the morning, because if you sleep too long, you almost need like a rest period of being awake but not being asleep.
Did you, did your back hurt or anything for sleeping so long?
No, that's another weird thing. I tossed and turned a lot, so maybe I was just, restless. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad you got some rest. Now, did you have trouble sleeping Saturday night because you slept so much Friday?
No, Saturday night I slept, 7-8 hours. It was last night that I couldn't go to bed until, I only got 4 hours last night. I feel good, though. It was probably because of so much I slept on Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, I made a concerted effort to try to not to nap on Sunday afternoon. I mean, I chill on the couch, but I'm trying desperately not to nap because I've noticed that it does cut into, I try to go to bed a little earlier on Sunday night so I don't start the week in arrears sleep-wise. So, I'd noticed, like, the last few weeks that I was having trouble falling asleep on Sunday night. So it worked. Last night I fell asleep okay. I was probably asleep before 9 o'clock. And then I got up at 2:30, so I feel fine,
Good.
But that's almost 6 hours sleep for me. That's good.
Still not smoking?
Still not smoking. I got to tell you, though, this is going to sound really odd to people, but, Jeff, there are times that I really enjoy watching mindless television, just, kind of mind candy TV. I'm a big fan of the Food Network, don't get to watch it as much as I used to. And I used to really enjoy watching Iron Chef America, which is on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, which, of course, I'm not going to stay up to 10 o'clock to watch a show like that. But there are times where I actually feel a little sorry for myself that I don't get to, enjoy that mindless TV. And, it's one of those things where, you get done with the end of the day and then, we have dinner and then, there's always a little bit to do before I'm done for the evening. And then usually I've got maybe an hour, hour and a half before I have to get ready to go to bed. And I don't know. It's just weird that I'm focusing on something that shouldn't matter, like mindless TV. I don't know why I feel like I'm losing out on something, but I am. Crazy enough, crazy as it is.
Yeah, well, crazy as it is what you can describe the playoffs this past weekend. I know you were watching that.
I did. In fact, well, I kind of did. Saturday I didn't really watch the Saints game, the Saints 49ers game at all. I did watch some of the Patriots Broncos, but I fell asleep. I fell asleep on the couch and passed out. Woke up, the game was over. I even had to go online to see what the score was because it was over for a good hour. So I just passed out. For whatever reason. And then yesterday I watched both of the games, But yeah, I enjoyed, of course, the results are interesting nonetheless. And who would have thought that, especially yesterday, Green Bay would not only lose, but lose so easily. I mean, they got their asses kicked.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you don't show up. Their offense looked terrible. And it's a fine line between, you know, did the Green Bay Packers lose it or did the New York Giants win it? You know, and obviously it's a combination of both, but I felt like it was Green Bay just not showing up more than it was. You know, the Giants will take it. It was pretty easy at times, but I think it was just Green Bay did not look like they wanted to play at all.
No, they really were weird. They were sloppy. I believe there were four turnovers, if I'm remembering this correctly. I think without Aaron Rodgers, the score would have been a whole lot worse than it was. So I'll give Aaron Rodgers some credit for keeping them at least competitive for a while, but wow. I mean, lots of fumbles. Again, lots of sloppy play, a lot of inconsistency. And that's just, you know, that game. This idea, you gave me the impression that you're perhaps a little bit excited about the Harbaugh brothers actually coaching against each other in a Super Bowl. I don't want to see that happen because that's about the coaches' egos at that point. And both those coaches, by the way, have huge egos.
I think most coaches do.
Yeah, but they don't mind wearing theirs on their sleeve, though.
That's what I like about at least Jim. John, I don't think he's as cocky. I don't think he has nearly as big of an ego. But Jim is good, and he can back it up. And that's where, you know, Rex Ryan is cocky, and yet he gets it thrown in his face constantly because he can't back it up. At least Harbaugh, you know, puts in the work. He does the hard work, and he's pretty proud of it.
Yeah, okay.
Very proud of it. Yeah, overly proud of it.
Yeah, I'm just telling you right now, if it ends up being the Harbaugh brothers in the Super Bowl, you and I are probably going to have an off-air conversation about how we're going to handle that. I'll just leave it there for now. All right, we've got a lot to get to. We'll talk a little bit of Red Wings and some college hoops as well. And then we've got a lot to get to. We've got a caption contest this morning, so we're going to get to that. We've got a Facebook poll question. And, of course, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we'll be commemorating that all day long. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. No problems out there on the freeways right now. That is a good thing. Of course, we'll have a road crew out there on 275. Northbound between Ford Road and Ann Arbor Road a little bit later on this morning. They'll be blocking the right lane, but it shouldn't slow you down too much. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, increasing clouds, a high near 38 with a chance of rain after 3 p.m. Tonight, rain once again, cloudy otherwise, a low around 36. And then tomorrow, rain once again, then changing to snow throughout the day. A high of around 35. Right now it's fair and 25 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available N2 multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/N2 for details.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla marketing sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. Well, he is about the size of the $10 OfficeMax gift card you get just for buying $49 or more of HP ink. A free gift card is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find all the big deals now at OfficeMax. Offer ends Saturday, limit 2.
Recently on First Shift.
The reality is, Bob Pecano continues to show a pattern. After a while, you begin to wonder, and listen, I didn't wish him ill from the beginning, but Bob Pecano has never been one of my top 10, you know, favorite electeds in Michigan. But I don't wish him ill, because that's like wishing the county ill, and I live in Wayne County, and I live in Michigan, and you just don't want this stuff to happen.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
And welcome back.
I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
How can you not get inspired listening to Dr. King? Great stuff. Great stuff. We're going to be playing that throughout the entire morning. In just a minute, we're going to get to our caption contest. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll see it. It's there. We also have a poll question of the day. Jeff found the picture. We'll get to that in just a minute, though. Talk a little bit about the Red Wings. The Blackhawks and Red Wings play again. Another overtime victory. The score exactly the same, 3-2. I find it fascinating that the Red Wings continue to be so consistently good and a good weekend for the Red Wings.
Yeah, that game was pretty exciting. I'll tell you that much. And I actually missed. I wanted to watch a lot of other sports, and I just couldn't turn it away. I mean, I flipped during the commercials, but I had to come back to the Wings. And really, if they didn't get those two first period goals, they kind of looked lethargic, you know, in the second period. And then in the third period it was like playoff hockey. It felt that intense. And to give up a goal with under a minute to go just was a killer. But then they came out in the overtime period and talk about complete domination. I thought at that point Chicago had the momentum, they had won the second and third periods basically. And yet they just, it was like an avalanche. I can't even express how dominant they looked in the overtime. So, yeah, pretty cool game. And I think it was, the Wings' answer to the dominance of the Blackhawks lately.
Yep, no question. So they did that. How did we do college hoops this weekend?
Oh, both teams lost. It was funny, too, because, in Michigan football, they lost to Iowa, and I can't explain it. Iowa football was not good this year. And here comes the basketball season. I can't explain them losing to Iowa in basketball. At least it was a road game, because in the Big Ten it's going to be very hard to win on the road. And with that being said, Wisconsin's lost a couple times at home already. But I couldn't explain it. So immediately I started getting texts from Michigan State friends who were like, Michigan lost to Iowa. I'm like, yeah, I can't explain it. Because Michigan State just murdered Iowa. Just trounced them in Iowa. On the road, which is, big win. And then, Michigan State, it was on the road against Northwestern, and they lost by, I think, double digits. And I was just like, that's Northwestern. Northwestern's pretty good.
Oh, well, you know, so the weekend comes, the weekend goes, and, you know, that's there's a lot of season left. Although, I got to tell you, I'm already, I'm sitting here doing math. I don't know if you've noticed that it's staying lighter later. Has that creeped into your lexicon of things that happen on a daily basis?
Does it seem like that?
Oh, it is. I mean, it's definitely staying lighter later.
It doesn't seem like that to me. Maybe it is, but it just doesn't. I haven't noticed.
Well, you know, it's because of the way my day works out. You know, I start doing dinner at about 5 o'clock. I start making dinner about 5 o'clock, and so it's very noticeable for me. And it's nice. It's nice to and say, okay, well, it's staying lighter later. Now that doesn't mean we don't have a whole lot of winter left, because we do, and. But it's nice to know that it's getting lighter and a little earlier every single day, a minute or two every day. So that's a good thing. Well, that's something to look forward to. But I started thinking yesterday about the NCAA March Madness. Was already creeping into my mindset as well. And maybe I'm just trying to push the season, but I'll take it. Anyway, that'll do it for us for sports today. All right, Jeff, I'll get to the poll question in just a moment, but we've got a caption. We haven't done the caption contest in a while, and the good friend of the show, good friend of mine, Patrick Stagg, had said, hey, you know, whatever happened to the caption contest? Well, you found a photo. Don't know where you found it, but it's pretty funny looking, actually. It's like the president's face pressed up against a sheet of glass, a window, if you will. And so we're just asking people to caption that, and whoever, and Anthony and Jeff will decide the best one. And whoever wins will get a first shift hat and a couple of first shift pens. And so we've already got three people, Jeff, that I haven't refreshed it, so maybe there are more. But as of now, there are three people, still three. Still three people that have captioned that picture. Where did you find the picture at, though?
I didn't even write it down.
Okay.
I don't even know how that picture, it's obviously, you know.
It's Photoshop.
Yeah, which is crazy to me. They made it look so real. I don't know. I just found it on one of the weird websites.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's, we'll be doing that once a week or so, maybe twice a week, depending on the availability of good pictures. But this is a pretty funny picture. So, if you just go to Facebook, you'll see it. It's right towards the top of the Facebook, the First Shift Facebook page. Just search First Shift, and you'll find it. And again, do a caption. You can no more than two, please, per person, because we found out in past contests that people were doing lots of them. And anyway, no more than two would be the preference. Try to keep it clean. Not that you can't have fun with it. Go ahead and have fun with it, but I'd like it to be something we can actually read on air, if that'll fit into that category, and I'd appreciate it. Now, the First Shift Facebook poll question of the day has to do with Martin Luther King Day, and basically just asking, will you do something today to commemorate Martin Luther King Jr.? And the options that we have right now are, I will be doing something, I have work, but will certainly remember him. And for some, just another day. We've got four responses so far, and so it's a little bit split amongst the four respondents. But go ahead and check that out as well. We do a poll question every day. If you actually have a suggestion for a poll question, since I'm the one that's got to come up with them daily, I'd be happy to take your suggestions for the polls. As some days a little tougher than others, but today was not tough at all. Martin Luther King Jr. Day has a different connotation in every community. Jeff, we were discussing this at dinner last night. In some school districts, they honor Martin Luther King Day with the day off. In other school districts, they don't. In the school district I live in, they don't get the day off today. But a lot of school districts do get the day off today. Some people are not working today. In fact, here at Clear Channel, you know, the business side of the aisle is not working today. So it's just different. Some companies, and I guess some parts of the world or the country are a little more serious about Martin Luther King Day than others, I guess.
And the thing I don't get, and I've never liked, were the reasons. I mean, people will have different reasons, but I've heard reasons before about certain school districts or businesses is because, well, you know, our population of African Americans here isn't big enough. It's like, that's not what Martin Luther King was about. It wasn't about blacks or whites. It was about equality of people. And that's why I just didn't understand why some people don't get it.
I would certainly agree with you there. I mean, if the reason you're not commemorating Martin Luther King Jr. Day is because you didn't have enough blacks in your school district is a fact that underscores why you should. You should be honoring him. Okay. Well, let's take a quick break here. We've got lots of audio to get to, lots of stuff to talk about, including Manny Maroon. He is out of prison. Well, jail. He wasn't in prison. Out of jail. We'll get to it all right here on First Shift. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. This little driving update brought to you by McDonald's. Things are looking just fine out there on the freeways right now, and they should probably stay that way all day because of the holiday today, so a lot of people not going into work. I'm Russ with traffic.
Drive through McDonald's and try the new dollar menu featuring meaty, melty McDouble with 100% beef and cheese or the golden McChicken. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, increasing clouds, a high near 38 with some patchy fog and chance for rain in the afternoon. Rain completely moves in tonight, a low around 36. And then tomorrow, rain before 4 p.m., then changing to snow, a high around 35, but then falling throughout the day, gusty winds as well. Right now, it's fair and 25 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift going up after this.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is David Hecker.
There is a surplus, and the key is we have to spend it. You know, an awful lot of times people say, well, let's stick it away in a quote-unquote rainy day fund. And, you know, the line I'm going to use has been used by many people many times, but it's pouring outside, you know.
Yeah.
This is when we need to spend it.
First Shift with Tony Trivino on 1310 WDTW.
What a great group of groups. They've got names like Winning Our Future, Make Us Great Again, and Red, White, and Blue. What's not so great is that these are special interest super PACs that are sacking up millions of dollars in a gross effort to buy the presidential election for their favored candidate. Winning Our Future, for example, is backing Newt Gingrich's run. It had a big winning hand recently when a billionaire casino baron put down a $5 million bet on Newt. Forget one man, one vote. He's in with 5 million big ones. Is there anything that we the people can do about this massive money corruption? Happily, yes. Step one is to repeal a perverse Supreme Court ruling that corporations are, quote, persons entitled to spend unlimited sums to purchase candidates who will serve them. The second anniversary of that ridiculous decree comes up this month, and several truly great grassroots groups are holding 2 days of action on January 20 and 21 to assert people power over money power. Friday the 20th will be Occupy the Courts Day, with festive and feisty mass protests at dozens of federal courthouses throughout the land. You can find information and a location of an event near you at movetoamend.org. Then on Saturday, the United for the People Coalition is coordinating fun and effective actions in dozens of cities to confront various corporate persons and rally support for a people's veto of the Supreme Court's democracy-busting edict. There will be citizens' posses, corporate crime scenes, local exposés of corporations posing as people, music, street theater, etc. This is Jim Hightower saying you can join the national action locally. For ideas, tips, and action kits to help you do democracy in your community this coming Friday and Saturday, go to unitedforthepeople.org. That's United, the number four, thepeople.org.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Union. Solidarity.
Democracy.
We make a difference when you give your voice. What's on your mind? 1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Just as I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
Yes, we all have a dream, and one day maybe we will manifest that dream. All right, let me. I want to go to a couple local stories first, and I want to start with one that is really quite bizarre. Jeff, I don't even know if you heard this, but Travis Tritt was in town this weekend, on Friday night. Actually, he was playing at Andiamo. They have a in Warren. They have a room that seats 1,000 people, and they often have famous people come there. You know, people that are. Well, at one time were really famous that aren't quite as famous as they once were, if you will. And they call it the Andiamo Celebrity Showcase, showroom. Well, they had Travis Tritt there this weekend, and one Bob Ritchie showed up. You know Bob Ritchie, don't you?
I do know Bob.
Okay, better known as Kid Rock. Decides to light up a cigar. And, of course, we know that in the state of Michigan, there's no smoking allowed indoors, basically. And really inflamed the hatred of anti-smokers in the crowd, including one gentleman who, an older gentleman who claims that he has asthma, and the cigar smoke made the experience very, very unpleasant for him and lots of others. Now, Jeff, here's the question, because Bob Ritchie's, his explanation for all this is, I'm a celebrity, dude. Get over it. And that's really what he said.
Nice.
Yeah, he believes that he should be privileged because he gives people lots of pleasure. And as a result of that, people should turn the other cheek. What are your thoughts?
Well, obviously, yeah, he's above the law. I agree with that. Why not? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, then he goes on to say, I'm down on the first one to ever make a bad decision while being intoxicated. By the way, his other excuse was, people kept buying him drinks, and it would have been rude for him to waste the alcohol, so he drank all the drinks the people were buying for him. And I'm not exaggerating. That's exactly what he said.
Did someone buy him a cigar, too?
I don't know. He says, my most sincere apologies to the patrons I may have offended, and a big middle finger in advance to all the haters and attorneys who will somehow try to find an easy paycheck in all this. Yep, this really happened. That's... So what do you think? I mean, you know, we'll throw it out to the audience as well. 888-552-3595. Does Kid Rock, does he deserve preferential treatment? Should he have been able to light up a stogie and smoke it in total disregard to the law? And does he have a right to tell us all to basically his proverbial middle finger for us haters out there that think he did the wrong thing?
That's one of those things where do you draw the line? If he can smoke a cigar, then you start letting everyone smoke, and the next thing you know, I mean, you can't just say, well, he gets to and no one else does. I mean, that's basically what he's asking, I know, but...
Basically what he's saying is, I'm Kid Rock, I'm going to do what I want to do.
And that kind of... The better question is, does this turn you off? I mean, not the better question, but another question is, does this turn you off on Kid Rock? Now, I always thought, okay, yeah, I'm real proud that he's from Detroit, and he always talks about Detroit, and he sings songs about Detroit, and, you know, it's something that you can kind of say, yeah, that's kind of cool. You know, he's always talking about, you know, my home state, my area. But, you know, then when he has an attitude like that's not Detroit attitude. Detroit attitude is, you know, more blue collar, more put your hard hat on, shut up and do your work, and then, you know, and if you don't get credit for it, whatever, you know, we're just hard workers, kind of that kind of attitude. The I deserve special treatment attitude is not Detroit attitude.
I would agree with that. You know, the gentleman, by the way, Randy Snell is the gentleman that is complaining most loudly about the smoking and about Kid Rock's attitude. And he said that, you know, he that Kid Rock lit up the cigar about 15 minutes after arriving to the concert. He angered many people nearby who were expecting a non-smoking environment in the 1,000-seat showroom. Some patrons even left, Snell said. Since Kid Rock was allowed to smoke the cigar in spite of some people complaining, and apparently people were complaining. Snell is, by the way, a registered nurse who lives in Trenton, called the owner of Andiamo on Saturday and plans to file a complaint with the health department. I think he has every right to do that, Jeff. Certainly he has every right to do that. Kid Rock broke the law, is what he did, and he needs to pay a price for that. Pretty simple.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like retroactive, I guess?
Well, how is it retroactive? It just happened a couple days ago.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. If you get caught in the act, I can see it. You know, just going by hearsay, like, oh, yeah, I was there and he smoked a cigar. I mean,
well, there will be other people that will able to corroborate that happened. It's not like it's going to be one guy's word against, you know, another guy's word.
Do you think he should get in trouble more than perhaps Andiamo?
I mean,
shouldn't they get in trouble for allowing it?
Yes, they should. They absolutely should, and I'm sure they will. According to Joe Vaccari, who is the owner of Andiamo, he said that he wasn't there that night, so he can't attest to what happened. And he said that nobody had, none of his staff had told him that there was cigar smoking going on, so he can't really comment on that. But at the same time, I mean, there was more than one person that that experienced what happened, and so, you know, the proper way, the way I understand the law, you do make the complaint to the health department. So this would be the Macomb County Health Department. And they would investigate, and if it's found to be true, they would actually penalize Andiamo, not Kid Rock. Now, that's not to say that somebody won't file a civil suit against Kid Rock for somehow violating their rights and breaking the law. I don't know that that'll happen or not happen. Certainly, Jeff, it's not beyond a lawyer or two or three or more that wouldn't want to take advantage of this situation. Knowing that there's a celebrity involved. I don't appreciate Kid Rock's arrogance in all this, but if you go according to the way I understand the anti-smoking laws in the state of Michigan, it really weighs heavily on Andiamo, not on Kid Rock.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think the biggest thing is the attitude, you know, by Kid Rock. Not only the arrogance and the you know, what we were saying about, you know, it goes against his persona of trying to typify Detroit, but you know, also the excuses he used. Oh, well, I got a little drunk. Well, okay, you know, that never worked for anyone. I don't know anyone who's, you know, who disobeyed the law and was like, well, look, I actually drank a little too much. Oh, you drank too much. Why didn't you say so? Okay, well, you get one pass then, you know. I mean, no, it never works for anyone.
Well, you know, then by extension saying that it would have been rude for him to waste the alcohol that was bought in his name. So, you know, the people were voluntarily buying him drinks. It would have been wrong for him to not drink those drinks.
Yeah, I know.
That's a bit of a stretch.
What a rude guy.
That's a bit of a stretch. Well, he wasn't rude. He made sure he drank all the alcohol. And why not? He was enjoying a fine cigar at the time.
If you bought Kid Rock a drink and he turned it down, how would you feel?
How would you know?
That's a good point. I mean, I guess if you're sitting there watching the waiter take the drink over.
Right. How do I know that it's my drink or your drink or somebody else bought him a drink? I would have no way of knowing. Nobody would have any way of knowing that. And so, you know,
I'm sure he's with an entourage, like someone else in his entourage could have taken the drink.
Of course. And this is something, it's not like it's the first time that he's been in public somewhere, right? So, you know, he could have just easily said to the servers or the management, hey, listen, if people start buying me drinks, you know, go ahead and, you know, let them buy them. But, you know, only bring me, you know, one or two. And, you know, people have no idea that that it's their drink or not their drink, because there's no way for you to know that, Jeff. There's no way for you to know that. I mean, you know, and say, hey, I'd like to buy the. I mean, have you ever been in a bar and somebody bought you a drink? Because I have. But I know who it is. I mean, right. I normally know who it is.
And they're
say,
probably
hey,
with
hey,
you.
That guy over there, that gal over there is buying you a drink. You're right. No, not that they're necessarily with you. I mean, I've been, you know, I've been out where I've run into friends that were also out there with a different group, and, you know, they'll buy you a drink, and that's happened to a lot of people.
I've never. That's maybe it's just me. I've never had someone who's not with, you know, like a, if I'm in a group of friends, then yeah, if, you know, we'll buy rounds or someone will buy a drink or whatever.
No, this is
never,
different.
I've never had anyone who like is across the bar and been like, oh, send that guy a drink.
No, I have. I have, and in more than one occasion. No, I've absolutely had that happen. And that's not that unusual, but, you know, it's not, I'm not a celebrity, number one. And number two, you know, it's not like I've had it happen where I get 10 people buying me drinks in one night. That would have never happened. But had it have happened, I would have at some point turned to the server or to the bartender or wherever I was and said, hey, listen, I can't, you know, feel free to collect money for all these drinks. I'm not going to drink them all. So, you know, I don't know, throw some apple juice or something in a glass, make it look like you're buying me a drink, because I can't drink all this. Maybe that's just me. But anyway, I thought that this was an interesting story. And certainly, you know, Kid Rock has every right to go to the concert and see Travis Tritt, and I'd suggest that he probably didn't even pay for the damn ticket.
Well, it'd be rude to turn down a ticket if someone bought one for him.
I don't know. Just, you know, it's the whole smoking thing. And I might as well say it. I'm not fond of cigar smoke to begin with. I mean, cigarette smoke is bad enough, but cigar smoke is quite pungent. And I don't care how good the cigar is you're smoking, cigar smoke really does offend a lot of people. All right, we'll come back. Maddie Maroon and much more on the other side. I am Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. And you are listening to 1310 WDTW. Stay where you're at. We'll be back. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595 tony@thetonyshow.org and on Twitter @TonyTruppiano. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Recently on First Shift.
There are two laws currently in Congress that you need to know about. One of them is called the Protect IP Act, or PIPA, and the other one is the Stop Online Piracy Act, known as SOPA. They are companion bills. Assistant Professor Aaron Perzanowski at Wayne State Law School.
Under the Protect IP Act, here's what would happen if this bill becomes law. If a federal prosecutor alleges to a court that a foreign website facilitates copyright or trademark infringement. Now, that might mean as little as a site that provides a link to infringing material elsewhere on the internet. A court can then order an internet service provider to prevent U.S. citizens from accessing that website. It required no court approval, no oversight at all, no neutral evaluation of the merits of these claims. These both would be disastrous bills.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW. Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the family.
As we commemorate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we will be hearing from excerpts from various speeches as we work our way through the day today. And a happy Monday morning to all of you. Maddie Maroon was released, as was Dan Stamper, on Saturday as the appeals court decided that he should no longer be incarcerated. A little audio, if you will, from Channel 2.
Matty Maroon didn't have too much to say when he was released, but it was clear by the look on his face he's relieved to spend tonight in Grosse Pointe and not in the Wayne County Jail.
I respect you, the world. And I love my family. Be happy to be with them. But it's not a country like ours. We've got to fight hard for it.
I love my country and I love my family. Those were the words from Matty Maroon as he was whisked away from the Wayne County Jail Friday night.
Feels great. He wants to go home now.
The 84-year-old billionaire and his top business associate, Dan Stamper, spent the night behind bars after the International Bridge Company was held in contempt of court for failing to meet state guidelines and finish the Gateway Project.
It ordered that Emmanuel, Matty Maroon, and Dan Stamper shall be in prison in the Wayne County Jail.
The Gateway Project was supposed to connect the International Bridge to area interstates, but 8 years later, Maroon's company and MDOT are still arguing over how to finish the job. Thursday, despite valiant efforts by the billionaire's legal team, Maroon and his partner were booked.
In 40 years of practice, I've never seen anything like it.
After a second appeal, the courts granted the gift of freedom to Matty Maroon and his partner. Maroon's lawyers brought up concerns of the billionaire's health and worried another night in jail could trigger grave consequences. The legal battle is far from over. For now, Matty's a free man.
I'm just happy as can be that my dad's out, and I'm glad he's got such a great attitude.
What happens now, Matty?
Yeah, what changes now? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk to you tomorrow after we celebrate a little bit.
Now, they may celebrate tonight, but the legal battle is far from over. There's still the question of when will the Gateway Project be finished. And now on February 2nd, a panel of judges will meet to decide whether Maroon should have been in jail in the first place.
Yeah, so this isn't over. There is a chance, of course, that he could end up back in jail. I don't see that that will happen. But it may. I mean, it's very possible. But for now, he is out. Those people that especially live in the Southwest Corridor of Detroit that have been most significantly affected by the Maroon family and their, some say, arrogance or ignorance to the law, are probably not terribly happy that he is out of jail today.
Aren't we seeing the effects of his money and his tons of lawyers when there's going to be a panel of judges to decide if he should have been in jail or not?
Well, it's because it's the appeals court, so there's going to always be a panel of judges.
Okay, so that's something that would be afforded me or you if we...
Yes, absolutely.
I just thought, I was like, wow, I was blown away by that.
No. That would be, there's three people that sit on the appeals court, and that's the panel that they're referring to. So that's all that is. It's a very, very normal way to do it. Yeah, so there's nothing unusual about that at all. But he is out of jail, and I'm sure happy to be out of jail. Can't imagine that, being an 84-year-old billionaire the one of the things that you kind of go, you know, it might be kind of cool to spend a couple nights in jail. So we got one night for sure. And, I, you know, again, I read the legal document that allowed him to be released, him and Dan Stamper to be released. And there was really, there was no show cause. Basically what I'm saying, Jeff, is they didn't explain why they let them out, except to say that, and they referred to this February 2nd court date, that it needs to be explained further, that in the process they could be released and under their own powers and recognizance until this was somehow debated by this panel of appeals court judges. So that's what's going to happen on February 2nd. And then a bigger determination will be made at that point. You know, in breaking news, and we really should discuss this, the presidential candidate John Huntsman at 11 o'clock this morning has called a press conference, Jeff, where it's understood that he will be leaving the race for the presidency and will be throwing his endorsement behind one Willard Mitt Romney.
Unbelievable. Well, I guess not that unbelievable, but I just couldn't believe it happened this early. Wasn't he supposed to wait until see what happened at South Carolina?
Yeah, well, he's dropping out, and I'm sure that he'll give more of an explanation today at 11 o'clock. I know that you're going to miss his daughters a great deal.
Well, I don't know if I'll miss them. I think they'll still stick around for a while. Maybe they'll do one for Mitt Romney. Who knows?
You're hoping.
They could do anything. I don't even care if it's political. Just make some more videos or something.
Okay. So that's that. Well, listen, I'm sure that, you know, there are some people that are happier than others. Does John Huntsman and his 1% showing in the polls, does it help Mitt Romney? I don't know that that does. To be honest with you, I don't. We'll see. We'll see. But at the end of the day, and Newt Gingrich, of course, is still very much chomping at the bit to get to Mitt Romney. In fact, he was on Face the Nation yesterday. Let's listen to a little bit of that audio. This is Newt Gingrich on why he believes that he can still beat Mitt Romney in South Carolina.
Well, I think it's very hard for him. I don't want to pick weakest or strongest. I think it's very hard for him to differentiate RomneyCare from Obamacare. It's very hard for him to differentiate appointing liberal judges, which he did. When he was governor of Massachusetts. I mean, these are things that are going to come up. And I think for the conservative movement, it makes it more difficult, frankly. And that's why I think here in South Carolina, I'm probably going to win next Saturday, because as a Georgia Reagan conservative, I fit much more comfortably with the average South Carolina Republican.
And that's really interesting, Jeff, at some level, because one of the things that we got out of New Hampshire, once we broke down all the exit polling, is that Mitt Romney did extremely well amongst conservatives. I mean, extremely conservatives, even evangelical conservatives. So for Mitt Romney to say that, you know, the voters are really looking for a Reagan-esque Republican and that he's that guy, I don't know that it bears out on that. A little more audio, Newt, on why it's important that they continue with the negative ads.
Well, look, none of those folks were complaining when Mitt Romney spent $3.5 million on negative ads in Iowa because they were for Romney. Now that all of a sudden somebody's willing to stand up to him, and is willing to argue the other side of the case, they think it's unfair. Whoever we nominate has to be prepared to take on Barack Obama, and the president already has $240 million in the bank. He plans a $1 billion campaign that will overwhelmingly be negative, and our nominee had better be capable of standing there, telling the truth, withstanding the negative ads, and winning the debate this fall. Now, that's frankly, I think, one of the biggest advantages I have as a good conservative with a clear record of conservatism. I think that I could, in fact, draw a sharp contrast with Obama.
All right, and there we go. Newt Gingrich has got a fight in front of him. Will he win next Saturday? Yeah, I don't think so. Well, come back to it, I promise. Let's take a break for the top of the hour. We've got headline news coming up, traffic and weather. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're still looking at that accident northbound the Lodge at Wyoming. It's blocking the right lane. Keep an eye out for it. That's really the only thing going on. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, increasing clouds, but then Starts to get a little bit foggy and rainy in the afternoon, a high near 38. Tonight, rain, patchy fog in there as well, a low around 36. And then tomorrow, rain changing to snow in the afternoon, a high around 35, but then it will fall throughout the day. Right now, it's fair and 25 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after
this. Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift for Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Topping the news this hour, the search for survivors and victims from a wrecked cruise ship off Italy has been suspended. CNN's Dan Rivers explains conditions are just too dangerous right now for rescue workers.
A helicopter hovered over the ship and winched several firefighters off because we understand the ship started to move because it's a little bit choppier out there today. And I think that's going to be the big concern going forward.
The death toll is up to 6. 14 people are still unaccounted for, including 2 Americans. The disaster is expected to cost the ship's company up to $95 million. The pool of Republican presidential candidates shrinks again. CNN has learned John Huntsman plans to drop out of the race today and endorse frontrunner Mitt Romney.
A campaign official tells me the reason for this, why they're getting behind Governor Romney, is that they believe he's the one true candidate who can fix the economy.
CNN's Peter Hamby reporting. South Carolina's largest newspaper endorsed Huntsman just yesterday. The Nigerian government has slashed fuel prices after a nationwide strike paralyzed the country last week. But CNN's Nima El-Bagher reports labor leaders don't appear to be satisfied with the president's concession.
Union bosses have not responded in the way that he was hoping. They have, in a sense, preempted much of what we had in his speech, which had a lot of criticism for people that he said were hijacking these protests by asking people to sit in.
An apparent hacking attack has brought down the websites of an Israeli airline and the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Officials say trading has not been affected. Wall Street is closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Yesterday would have been the slain civil leader's 83rd birthday. At Washington's National Mall, visitors are getting to see the new memorial honoring King. A replaying ceremony was held there yesterday. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Gentlemen, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from AccountTemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call AccountTemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from AccountTemps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
Who are you?
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
Expect lots of housing news this coming week once Wall Street returns from the Martin Luther King Day holiday. Home builder sentiment Wednesday. Housing starts Thursday. Existing home sales Friday. New home construction is one of those areas showing signs of life.
We've hit bottom there, and we're probably going to see some small increase in home building this year.
But economist Dean Baker warns, don't pop that champagne quite yet.
We have a long, long way to go. I mean, we're at levels we haven't seen since the early 60s, in fact, the 50s. And, you know, we're going to come up from that, but we're not going to get back to, well, we may never get back to levels we saw, you know, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06 at the peak of the bubble.
And how's that bubble doing, especially if you're worried about the price of your home?
Some markets, say the West Coast markets, have some air still left to go out of the bubble, but some probably bottomed out and are heading upward. That includes a lot in the Midwest.
Like Detroit and Cleveland. I'm John Werdock from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Who is the conservative that can beat Obama? One man.
Newt Gingrich. Here's what Michelle Bachmann had to say about Newt.
He made an indelible mark that literally changed the course of the United States. He was Speaker of the House from 1995 to 1999. He was almost better known than our president during those years. He made such a strong mark.
Her praise didn't end there.
He was the architect of the revolution that wrested control of the House of Representatives from 40 years of Democrat rule.
With Newt, we balanced the budget 4 years in a row, paid down $400 billion of debt, cut taxes, and created 11 million jobs. Michelle Bachmann is right. Newt helped change history once. He can do it again. Go with Newt, the man who can beat Obama.
Newt Gingrich, thank you. What a treat, Speaker.
Paid for by Winning Our Future, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-16-12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7 and reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
And welcome, everybody.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
All men are created equal. Welcome, everybody. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we asked the question, are all men created equal? I think that we can clearly and definitively answer that question. No, we are not all created. Well, you know what? Maybe we are all created equal. Are we all treated as equal? That is the larger question. Certainly in concert with what's happened over the last year, especially in the mold of the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Detroit, Occupy movement in general, these questions have become much more focused and much more powerful. I ask you the question this morning, do you feel that the idea of Martin Luther King Jr. Day is nothing but that, an idea, or should it be more? Should it be a day that we do more than just remember? Should it be a day that is more than just about a service at a local church or as we will see later on today, a demonstration? We'll speak a little bit later on in this hour with the Reverend David Alexander Bullock, who will be part of a group, including the Reverend Jesse Jackson and the Reverend Al Sharpton, that will be protesting in front of Governor Rick Snyder's home in the Ann Arbor area. And, you know, is that what Martin Luther King Jr. Day is all about? Is it about peacefully demonstrating? Is it about the right to assemble? Is it about our First Amendment rights? All we can do at this point is to try to be try to be as empowering as we can possibly be. But, you know, part of what we need to do, remember, as we work our way through the day, is to not forget the struggle of people. That at one time this was about race, and it still is at some level about race, the color of one's skin, but it also has become much more about economics, the economics of society, and those that have money are the haves, and those that don't are the have-nots. That seems to be colorblind. Unfortunately, we see that although we have fought and the struggle has been ongoing for many, many decades now, there are more white folks than ever that have been dragged into poverty because of other white folks who have done well. And that is definitively true. You can call me to task on that and haul me out for that. But the reality is white men still are wealthier than any other breed of Americans. And as a result of that, the people that control the money seem to control the politics. The people that control the politics control the law. And those that control the law, as in Public Act 4 as an example, do what's best for them, not what's best for democracy. Ultimately, this is what the fight is about. It's about democracy. It's about remembering at a very deep level that democracy is something that we should hold as an example of what the society should be, not to use democracy or law in a way that only makes your life better. What would Dr. King think of society today? That's really the question I'm asking you. And let me throw it out to you. 888-552-3595. What do you believe Dr. King would think of society today? Would he embrace the way we do things? Would he be disgusted by the way we do things? Would he be empowered? My firm belief is that he would be saying to himself, how could we be so many decades later down the road and still be having the same conversations and still be fighting the same fights and still not have equality in the way we know that we need to have equality? That's what I think Dr. King would be saying today. He would be saying we need to stand up against the tyranny and the oppression that still exists in society and take back and fight for what we know to be right. And this is not what we know to be right. I believe that Dr. King would be disgusted at some level. I do believe that. We actually have a poll question. Our Facebook poll question of the day today is, what will you be doing today to commemorate, or will you be doing anything to commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King Day? Is it just a day off for you? Do you see it as an opportunity to accomplish something? Will you be doing something in remembrance of him? Or is it just a day off and a chance to get some laundry done? I often wonder how seriously people take Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Some obviously take it much more seriously than others. And so what are you going to do with it? So there's our Facebook poll question of the day. And then to have a little fun today, we also have a caption contest. We haven't done the caption contest in a while. So the picture's also up on our Facebook page. If you just go to go to Facebook and search for First Shift, if you've not been there before, you'll see an odd picture of Barack Obama pressed up against a piece of plate glass, it looks like. And anyway, the instructions are there. Go ahead and caption it. Anthony and Jeff will decide the winner at the end of the show today. We've got three captions already. We would ask that if you want to caption the picture, not to do it more than twice. So you can, each of you can do two if you'd like. And then Anthony and Jeff will pick out the winner at the end of the show today. And each person that wins the caption contest gets a First Shift baseball cap and a couple First Shift pens, all courtesy of the program. Now, I wanted to mention, and I just think this is a real cool idea. One of our listeners, Pat, had told me about this. In Macomb County, they are doing an event that is just very cool. And I've got the flyer in front of me. It's it was a result of the Macomb We Are the People. And it says, join the Macomb, We Are the People team in honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at the Interfaith Center for Racial Justice Silver Anniversary event. The goal is to fill the bus with personal items for working poor that can't be bought with a bridge card, which is also known as food stamps. So the items that they're looking for you to donate today, are shampoo, bath and soap, hand and body lotion, laundry detergent, deodorant, toilet paper, paper towels, facial tissues. The donation drive is to honor Dr. Martin Luther King. It's today, January 16th, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the drop-off center, which is at the Interfaith Center for Racial Justice, and then it's going to be at the Royalty House. I'll give you that address. The Royalty House, which is at 8201 Old 13 Mile Road. That's 8201 Old 13 Mile Road in Warren. That's just east of Van Dyke before Hoover. And again, they're looking for, again, the following of shampoo, bath and bath soap and body soap, hand and body lotion, laundry detergent, deodorant, toilet paper, paper towels, and facial tissues. These are all things that cannot be purchased with a bridge card or the food stamps. And so if you would like to donate something, just bring it, again, to the Royalty House at 8201 Old 13 Mile Road in Warren, just east of Van Dyke before Hoover. If you have any questions, you can get a hold of Jim DeNardis. That's Jim DeNardis at 586-258-8897, 586-258-8897, or Julie Barton at 313-815-6097. Again, Julie Barton at 313-615-6097. They're looking to fill a bus, folks. So this is something that's going to require lots of you to participate. But again, shampoo, a bath soap and body soap, hand and body lotion, laundry detergent, deodorant, toilet paper, paper towels, and facial tissue. So if you would like to donate any of those items, there you go. I will be, of course, repeating this at different points throughout the show today. So feel free to, listen up. But it would be great if we can help them fill up their. And I wish I would have had a little more advanced notice. I only found out about it at the end of last week, so it was kind of hard for me to get to this information any earlier. But it's a nice start, and that we can mention it at all is a good thing. It is a good thing. All right, we're up against the break. So let me do this. When we come back, we're going to play a little audio from Channel 7. Of course, those of you that would like to participate in today's protest in front of Governor Snyder's gated community, for those of you that are not aware, the governor does not live at the mansion, the governor's mansion in Lansing. He decided to stay at to live in his own home in the Ann Arbor area. And there's a protest today, so we're going to get you some of that information after we get to the break. Stay where you're at. This is First Shift. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. I am Tony Trupiano. We'll be back right after we take this break. You're listening to 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're calling Mitt Romney a liar.
Well, you seem shocked by it. Yes. This is a man whose staff created the PAC. His millionaire friends fund the PAC. He pretends he has nothing to do with the PAC. It's baloney. He's not telling the American people the truth.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking just fine on the freeways. No reports on any accidents or slowdowns right now. A little bit later on this morning, we will have a road crew northbound 75 at Crooks blocking the right lane, but that's not until 9 a.m. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, increasing clouds all day. That will lead to some rain and patchy fog in the afternoon, a high near 38. Tonight, rain, patchy fog still, low around 36, and then tomorrow, we'll hit a high of around 40, but it will rain, then change to snow in the afternoon. Right now it's fair and 25 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Introducing the newest member of the Prius family from Toyota. Prius V has the space of a small SUV. And with the available Entune multimedia system, you have access to apps like iHeartRadio. So you can listen to your favorite local stations anywhere. More Prius, more possibilities. The all-new Prius V. Available at your local Toyota dealer. For more details, visit toyota.com/PriusV.
Obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road conditions. Data charges may apply. Apps and services may vary by phone and carrier. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Celebrate the three-day weekend and bring on the fun by going all out with your friends, family, and neighbors at Dave & Buster's. Make the most of your extra day off when you play the latest and greatest games like Fruit Ninja, House of the Dead 4, Treasure Chest, and Big Bass Wheel. You'll think it feels more like a vacation than a weekend. Keep the excitement going and check out our epic late-night deals, because when you have an extra day, the fun never has to end. Only at Dave & Buster's. See store for details.
Recently on First Shift.
But I believe, knowing what I know in a year as a state representative, that the answers were there for a whole long time. The problem is that people chose to ignore them. And the warning signs were there. I mean, they were there in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and 2000. And here we are today paying the price for the fact that we were living under an economy that was not an economy that is. And this is a messy divorce from the way we used to do things to the way we need to start living.
First Shift with Tony Trivia
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. First word.
First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you. First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in all Bennett, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963.
Martin Luther King Jr., really an amazing orator, profound message. Let's listen to a little audio this morning from Channel 7 News on the protest in front of Governor Snyder's home in the Ann Arbor area.
Being called the Occupy Snyder protest, a group of pastors say they will march with hundreds of people to Governor Rick Snyder's Superior Township neighborhood. Kim, what is their goal?
Their goal, Malcolm, is to send the message that they do not approve of the state's emergency manager law. It's a law that was pushed for by Governor Snyder. Now, this is video from last February when many gathered at the Capitol building to protest the governor's emergency manager support. Protesters say the state's emergency manager law goes against democracy because when an emergency manager is put in place, elected officials lose their power and control. Those emergency managers then have the power to fire staff, change contracts, and sell property. Supporters of the protest spoke about it last month.
The governor wants to do a bold act, usurp democracy for a remedy that does not correspond to the problem.
People must have the opportunity to vote as to whether they want dictatorship
or democracy in their local governments.
Now, Governor Rick Snyder has said that he doesn't like putting emergency managers in place, but when elected officials are letting their communities go broke, it's simply necessary.
All right, and that is, of course, Channel 7 Action News, and we'll be talking about this a little bit later on in the hour during the Occupy Detroit segment, and, of course, we'll be doing follow-up on this tomorrow. You can count on that. All right, for those of you that have not heard, I mentioned this earlier in the show today, John Huntsman will be announcing at 11 o'clock this morning that he will be leaving his candidacy for President of the United States. It's surprising in so many ways because he seemed to have the pedigree that you would want in a candidate. He's worked with four administrations. He was an ambassador. Was able to work both sides of the aisle. Very much a conservative, a former governor, so he has that executive experience that is so coveted amongst candidates. And yet he had no traction. Not at all. Zero. Was never considered a serious candidate. And Jeff, as you and I have talked about so many times, there's a lot about this guy that was quite palatable, even to Democrats. I mean, enough that I would have never embraced him as my guy, for God's sake. But he was reasonable. That in and of itself is odd. He was a reasonable guy.
You would have feared losing moderate votes to him if he was the candidate.
And you would have lost some moderate votes to him had he had been the candidate. And maybe they don't care about losing moderate votes. But, you know, interestingly, they still seem to be catering at some level to the Tea Party. We're going to get to some audio from Harry Reid on that in just a minute. Harry Reid, of course, the Senate Majority Leader. A Democratic Senate Majority Leader. I'm surprised that not only that he's now leaving the campaign. It's just odd. You would have thought he would have gone through with the South Carolina primary. But on top of that, he's supporting Mitt Romney, which does surprise me a little bit, Jeff.
Yeah, it surprises me a little bit that he quit when he did. Now, I mean, obviously throwing his weight behind Mitt Romney, I don't know if that's just trying to... you go with the front runner because you're hoping maybe he's hoping for a VP ticket ride. I don't know. But, you know, quitting now was kind of questionable. I mean, why not just go through South Carolina and see what happens?
Well, I would agree with you. Harry Reid was on Meet the Press yesterday and talked about Tea Party influence or the lack thereof. Let's listen to that audio.
Hope that the Tea Party doesn't have the influence in this next year they had in the previous year. That is because it has been really bad for this country. And I understand, I repeat, why the American people feel the way they do.
When almost a year ago I talked to you, you thought the Tea Party would die out as the economy got better. You weren't right about that.
Well, I think the Tea Party is dying out as the economy is getting better slowly. Oh, sure, no question about it.
Well, you talked about their muscular impact on the process.
Well, but that's during the past year. I would hope that the two Republican leaders have learned what took place in the previous year. And... you know, what we have to focus on this year is rebuilding the economy. We have to, and the only way to do that is to create jobs. And that's why the agenda that I'm moving forward on, I hope with some cooperation from the Republicans this time, is to do something about creating jobs.
Well, and it is about creating jobs. And what happens in 2012 is it should be all about the economy and creating jobs, but it should have been about that last year. You know, Jeff, I have to, you know, you and I, of course, on a daily basis are looking at headlines, and we look at a lot of different sources. The Tea Party's been very quiet. I don't know that necessarily means that they're dying out or if they're just strategically waiting their turn. And I don't have the answer to that right now, but I would like to think that the quiet nature of what they've become or what they're becoming or what they're evolving into or away from is indicative of the fact that their message just really isn't resonating with people as it once did, but that may just be wishful thinking.
Well, don't you have a feel about it? Like, my opinion, I guess, and again, I don't really have much to back it up other than what you just stated, that they're quiet. And actually, you know, during some of the recalls as well, you know, Tea Party candidates have been recalled across the country. So I think it's like almost like they flamed out. Like, they had an intense moment where they really, you know, took hold of the Republican Party. And maybe it was the debt ceiling, was the biggest blow. Is just people were like, come on, you're being completely unreasonable. It's going to happen anyway, and yet you're holding the country hostage. They, people started realizing, okay, wait a minute. They, all they care about is the dollar, not people, not, you know, lives, but money.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I agree with you, and of course, as we take a step back and we look at what does that mean? You know, they of course are fiscally conservative. They want to save money. They don't like to waste money. Well, most people, I would suggest, don't want to waste money. They have just a very different way of going about it. And so you begin to wonder. We will look at the Senate race here in the state of Michigan, where, you know, Pete Hoekstra, you know, didn't participate in a Tea Party sponsored debate that happened this weekend. Sending what message? That he doesn't want to be considered one of them? That he's afraid to be considered one of them? That he can do this without them? And you know, it's an interesting place because I don't know where the Tea Party stands in the state of Michigan right now or where they stand nationally. And again, Jeff, my concern is that they're quietly waiting to pounce, because to have, I mean, you know, we have to admit that they did have some success. There's no question that's true. I'd like to believe that what you're saying is true, that the majority of people, especially with the debt ceiling debate, said, oh my God, these people are as crazy as we thought they were.
Plus, I think they kind of ran out of what their focus was. They split into a bunch of different Tea Party groups, and I think maybe they even lost focus. Where, you know, it's almost the complete opposite of Occupy, where they started out without a focus and are starting to get focused. I think the Tea Party was focused in one area and branched out, and suddenly they lost. They got diluted.
Well, we'll see what happens, because this is the year it's going to happen. Let's take a quick break here. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. We are open line still. 50, 750, and you know what happens then? Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift. Let's take the break. We'll be back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We have an accident right now on 75 southbound, right at the split between 75 and 375, right at the Stroh's curve there. The right lane is blocked. Expect some delays as you approach that. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, increasing clouds, some fog moves in, then some rain moves in. A high near 38. Tonight, rain, patchy fog as well. Low around 36. And then tomorrow, rain, then changing to snow. We'll hit a high of 40 around noon. Then the temperature will drop. Some gusty winds as well. Right now, it's fair and 25 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Today marks the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In honor of his memory, we'll be dedicating this newscast to a documentary produced by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Workers called I Am a Man, Dr. King and the Memphis Sanitation Strike.
It really sort of provided the classic kind of confrontation between striking workers with nothing more than a picket sign and really actually what was the might of the armed forces of this city. It was frightening in one aspect. And where the least bit of wrong action could really have triggered a situation that would have been tragic for many people.
Somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest for rights.
At the time that I heard the news of Dr. King's death, we were still struggling to arrive at an acceptable compromise. So many times in issues of this type, a little bit more leadership, a little bit more wisdom, a little bit more vision, and a little bit more flexibility would enable you to deal with a problem. And yet, this time we were not, and we had to have the tragedy to bring us to our senses.
The city of Memphis recognizes the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, Local 1733, as the designated representative for certain employees in the Division of Public Works.
The day this strike was over, that was the best part of my life.
All in favor of the recommendation, let it be known by saying aye.
And I'm telling you the truth, you talking about a bouquet. They were black, white, they tied up on that stage, hugging and crying and hollering.
I win a whole lot in this strike. We got respect. That's the most important thing. They respect you as a man.
Got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us, love us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back indeed.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I've joined hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome.
And we shall overcome, although we have not yet. There's no question that's true. But ladies and gentlemen, something happened last week that is just absolutely incomprehensible and disgusting. So let me just quickly set this up. A select few members of our military, and for those of you that, that may be offended, I apologize up front, were filmed urinating on dead members of the Afghanistan army. There's no excuse for that. No excuse in any way, shape, or form. They need to be punished, and I, for one, feel that this is a criminal act. Certainly, as Jeff was pointing out to me before the show, against any kind of NATO rules and regulations, certainly against the military code of conduct. It's just reprehensible what they did. Interestingly, and I think part of the reason why Rick Perry has not resonated with the electorate and won't in a bigger way is because of his position. Here he is on CNN with Candy Crowley. Listen to what he had to say with regard to this event.
The picture of these four Marines urinating on the bodies of dead Taliban members. If you were President Perry, what would you do about that?
Well, obviously, 18, 19-year-old kids make stupid mistakes all too often, and that's what's occurred here. But, you know, when you're in war and history kind of backs up, there's a picture of General Patton doing basically the same thing in the Rhine River. And although there's not a picture, Churchill did the same thing on the Siegfried Line. So I'll tell you what's been...
That was, you know, I have to
really
tell you
disturbing
that...
disturbing to me.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Finish that thought.
But what I'm saying is what's really disturbing to me is this kind of the over-the-top rhetoric from this administration and their disdain for the military, it appears, whether it's the Secretary of State or whether it's the Secretary of Defense. These kids made a mistake. There's not any doubt about it. Shouldn't have done it. It's bad. But to call it a criminal act, I think, is over-the-top.
Well, I think, Rick Perry, you're over the top. I can't fathom for the life of me how he can justify what he is saying. I mean, my God, for at what level, Governor Perry, do you justify your remarks? All too often. He actually used those words. All too often, young people make mistakes. And so what would he, he, by the way, doesn't suggest a punishment. Should they be punished? Yes, he says, but he doesn't suggest a punishment. Real presidential of you, Governor. Real presidential of you, indeed. Really, really disturbing the way he has portrayed what happened. It's just wrong. It is criminal. It is criminal, and they should be treated as such. But to say that the current administration has disdain for our military without any basis for making that claim, I find to be interesting at best. Wow. Interesting stuff. 888-552-3595 is our number. The email address, if you would care to contact us that way, tony@thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. That's T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. We are going to go to the phones. Let's welcome Jerry in Farmington Hills to the show. Jerry, a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Tony. You were mentioned earlier before the break about the where it's a Tea Party. You know, you think about it, last year when Governor Snyder ran through the pension tax on retirees, they disappeared. You know, these are the folks that are the low tax or no tax folks. You couldn't find them anywhere. But I guarantee you that once the governor decides to push the Ambassador Bridge project, and once they decide to go push right to work, these people are coming out of the woodwork in full force to get to stop the bridge and to get right to work for less, passed into law. I'll guarantee it.
Well, you know, Jerry, you're most likely right, and I want to encourage them to come out of the closet, because we need to have a frank and honest discussion. If they're ready to have it, I'm ready to have it, and I don't think they are ready to have it. I think that they're incredibly hypocritical, because, Jerry, you're pointing out some important things. When you expect them to be there, they're not there. When, you know, that makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely no sense to me at all. I don't know. Are they cowards, Jerry, at some level?
Well, I think they're corporate controlled. You know, you go by, you know, like, the Tea Party. I can recall back right after Barack Obama, just before he took the oath of office, that famous rant by Rick Santelli on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade that was on CNBC, screaming and yelling. And all of a sudden, a couple months later, the Tea Party, in like April 09, they came out of nowhere, literally. You know, these things don't happen on their own. They get corporate cash behind them. You can be sure. I'm almost positive about that, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm the one that's always saying follow the money, Jerry. So I would imagine if we can follow the money, you're right. We're gonna be able to trace it back to wealthy people. You know, there's a racist tone to a lot of what the Tea Party does as well, which makes me quite uncomfortable. Even though they won't admit it, we can, you know, we've certainly been able to demonstrate where that's true. So it'll be interesting to see, as these other issues, especially right to work, comes up, if all of a sudden they come out of the woodwork. At some point in this election cycle, they're going to have to come out of the woodwork. At what point that is, Jerry, I don't know. But I appreciate your call this morning, and thanks for your thoughts.
Hey, thank you, and have a good day.
All right, Jerry, I appreciate it very, very much. All right, yeah, I don't know where the Tea Party's hiding right now. You know, certainly we see that, let's, for example, take Janice Daniels in Troy, the mayor of Troy, who is a professed Tea Party member, an out Tea Party member. How's that working for her? Just saying, how's that working for her? Not too terribly well. When you paint yourself as being a one-subject political party, and that subject is finances, money, and we see that we can't accomplish anything without money, we have deadlock or no lock for all intents and purposes. We see nothing happening in a larger way, and so you begin to wonder what is now the goal of the Tea Party. What do they expect to accomplish? And I think that Jeff's right. I think they've run out. They've run out the clock, and they've exhausted whatever resources that they had. Not that they can't come back. They can. Not that they won't have or attempt to have an influence in the process. But I don't see them having affecting and shaping the 2012 ballot the way they did in 2010. I don't see that happening. And again, I could be wrong, but I don't see it happening. 888-552-3595, care to join us. Couple things on the Facebook page. If you go there today, if you're just joining us, we have a caption contest this morning. Jeff has found a picture of President Obama. It looks like his face is being pressed against a piece of glass. We're asking you to caption that photo. It'll make much more sense if you go to Facebook. Sure, search for First Shift, and then look at it. We will be giving, for whoever wins the caption contest, two of two things. I'm sorry. A baseball cap, a First Shift baseball cap, and two First Shift pens. We now have four captions. I'm not going to read them on air. Just try to keep it as clean as possible. Anthony and Jeff will decide who wins the caption contest by the end of the show, and we'll get that stuff off to you. Also want to let you know that we have a poll question of the day, and it says, will you do something today to commemorate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, or will it just be another day in your world? And I realize for some of you it's just going to be another day. It's okay. It's not a we're not trying to make anybody feel bad, but the options to answer are there, so feel free to answer the poll question. We do have a poll question each and every day. If you have a suggestion, by the way, for a poll question, please feel free to send that along as well. Tony at thetonyshow.org. But today's going to be a big day. And, of course, as we come back from the break, we're a couple minutes out of the break. But when we come back from the break, we're also going to be talking to Reverend David Bullock, who is going to be a big part of today's protest at the governor's house in near Ann Arbor, and we'll let you know if you want to go, how to get involved with that. I understand that the Reverend L. Sharpton is in town for that. I understand that the Reverend Jesse Jackson may be in town for that. It should be a pretty big deal. And a reminder, and this is, by the way, a protest against Public Act 4, which is the emergency manager law, which Michigan Forward is working very hard to collect and certify signatures to turn that back. Keeping in mind that once they certify enough signatures to get this on the ballot, that this law reverts back to its former existence, which was not nearly as invasive as Public Act 4 is. Not nearly as invasive. So that's coming up as well. Very quickly, before we get to the break, I wanted to mention yesterday, as I was reading the Detroit Free Press letters to the editor, we had done the poll question early last week to grade, as the Free Press graded the president or the governor, asked you to do the same, and of course you got nothing but failing grades from this audience. There was a great letter by a Mark Cripes that I want to share with you. I'll have to get to that because we have to get to the break. I'll have to get to that in the next hour, but it's really, really well written, and I wanted to share that with you. So we'll do that in the next hour. I'll put that aside right now. And then again, I'll also mention to you again before we get out of here today how to help fill the Freedom Bus in Macomb. There's a lot of stuff to get to yet today. Stay with us, folks. Occupy Detroit. We'll occupy First Shift on the other side of this break.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us, love us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift,
Senator Gretchen Whitmer, who wrote a masterfully written commentary in the Detroit Free Press yesterday that is getting attention nationally. Why did you decide that it was time to come out and talk about this rampant sexism that's happening in the state legislature right now?
First, let me tell you, I appreciate your assessment of what's going on here. Because, you know, this, like the bullying fight, was not something that involved me directly. But when you see this type of behavior, I think it's incumbent on anyone as a top elected official, especially me on this issue as the top woman in the legislature, to say this is beyond the pale. Now, I knew when I stood up and called it out that there would be a backlash, but I'm raising two little girls in my household, my daughters. I'm trying to ensure that they're strong, confident, substantive young women in training, and when I tell them this type of behavior would be unacceptable at school, it sure as heck is unacceptable at the highest levels of our government.
First Shift with Tony Trujillo on 1310 WDTW.
Occupy Detroit! Occupy Detroit! Occupy Detroit!
They're chanting, we're standing right in the middle of this rally, and they're saying that they're tired of corporate greed. They've had it.
Absolutely. I'm part of the 99% that's fed up with the egregious behavior of the 1%. From now on, we occupy all streets.
The movement is resonating with cities across the country. It began as that Occupy Wall Street effort.
The movement to Occupy Wall Street coming to Detroit.
The world will not change unless the way we talk about it changes.
We can just get that message across. It'll hopefully start some change.
Dozens of UAW members showed up to support the protesters.
We're losing our homes. We're losing our jobs. Union workers are facing a terrible time at the bargaining table, and workers who don't have unions are even worse off.
It's time for Occupy Detroit to Occupy First Shift.
The first question that the Levite asked was, if I stop to help this man, what will happen to me? But then the Good Samaritan came by, and he reversed the question. If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him? That's the question before you tonight. Not if I stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to my job? Not if I stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to all of the hours that I usually spend in my office every day and every week as a pastor? The question is not if I stop to help this man in need, what will happen to me? The question is, if I do not stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to them? That's the question.
That is the question. Welcome back. By the way, the very beginning of that is our new open for Occupy Detroit. Jeff, an amazing job on that. Really well done.
Well, thank you.
I mean, really, really well done. Unfortunately, our guest is not called in yet, so we're in wait of our guest, and when we get him, we'll bring him to you. This does, though, give me an opportunity to mention to you once again that if you happen to live in Macomb or you can get out that way, the wonderful people that are part of We Are the People Macomb are doing something pretty sensational today. They are collecting donations with the goal of filling a bus with the following items: shampoo, a bath and body soap, hand and body lotion, laundry detergent, deodorant, toilet paper, paper towels, and facial tissue. They are doing this because the bridge card or food stamps does not allow you to purchase those items. Obviously, those would be pretty essential items. So if you would like to bring a donation of those things, I'll say it one more time: shampoo, bath and body soap, the hand and body lotion, laundry detergent, deodorant, toilet paper, paper towels, and facial tissues. You can drop them off at the Royalty House, which is at 8201 Old 13 Mile Road in Warren. That's 8201 Old 13 Mile Road in Warren. They are just east of Van Dyke before Hoover. If you have any questions, you can call Jim DeNardis at 586-258-8897. That's 586-258-8897. Or Julie Barton, who I've worked with before. at 313-815-6097. Again, they are collecting these items today in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King. They'd like to fill a bus with all of these wonderful things. So if you can help them out in Macomb, please feel free to do that. Let me turn my attention now, and it's an honor to turn my attention now to the Reverend David Bullock. He is the senior pastor at the Greater St. Matthew Baptist Church in Highland Park. He's also president of the Highland Park NAACP and president of the Detroit chapter of Rainbow Push Coalition. And he's here today to talk to us about, of course, the Reverend Martin Luther King, remembering him, and, of course, some of the events going on today. And Reverend Bullock, it is such an honor to have you on First Shift today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Happy Dr. King Day to you. We are so excited about Dr. King's legacy and the fight that still continues today.
Well, of course, you know, it's important as we're sitting here reflecting today and playing some audio from some of the speeches that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King gave, how inspiring he was. And, you know, Reverend Bullock, it's almost a shame that his words still hold such reverence today, that they are still needed, that we still have not overcome, that we still are judging people by the color of their skin, not the content of their character. Unfortunately, too often, that is still too true.
Yes, you're so right. It's almost as though Dr. King were before his time. I mean, many of the themes of his speeches ring true today. Racism is still with us, even in the age of the first African-American president. We still see racial prejudice in the land. In 1963, they marched for freedom, but they also marched for jobs. We still see the struggle for a more equitable job level playing field for America and in the United States of America. He fought against the war in Vietnam, and we saw the war in Iraq, war in Afghanistan, the American empire expanding. So Dr. King's legacy rings true because many of the things that he lived and died for, we're still fighting against. He died standing with workers in Memphis, Tennessee, fighting for workers' rights, fighting for pensions, workers' representation, for health care, for retirement, for decent jobs and quality life, quality education, for a war on poverty, not a war on poor people. And so today we remember him, we honor him, but as you say, it makes you wonder that 40 or more years after his death, we're still contending with the same forces that he gave his life for.
Well, and then today, as an example and a reminder, you know, there is going to be a protest in front of Governor Rick Snyder's home in the Ann Arbor area. Of course, this is more in protest of Public Act 4, Reverend Bullock. But, it, you know, to me, Public Act 4, as we've discussed on this program many times, is really a modern-day slavery to some extent.
It is modern-day slavery to some extent, especially when you think about how Public Act 4 disenfranchises voters. It makes the vote null and void. I think it's so appropriate to honor Dr. King by marching to Governor Snyder's home today at 4 o'clock for two reasons. One, Dr. King was a part of the fight for the Voting Rights Act. I mean, he was a major player in advocating for suffrage for all of American citizens. And so Public Act 4, in as much as it denies the right to vote, it dismantles democracy. We fight against that in the tradition of Dr. King. And then we're occupying for democracy. So we remember Dr. King, one of the original architects of occupation, SELC, Resurrection City in Washington, D.C., 1968, occupying the mall in Washington, D.C., to bring attention to the level of poverty in the United States of America and the world. So I think it's fitting that on Dr. King's birthday, we would be marching to defend and stand up for the right to vote, to stand up for those who are lost, left out, and left behind as we march to Governor Snyder's.
Absolutely. Today. Well, Reverend Bullock, we're just unfortunately out of time for today, but my thoughts and prayers are with the movement today, and that I know that there will be many people there today in the spirit, in the proper spirit of carrying this this state and this country to a higher place, and I honor the work that you do. We do have to take a quick break for the top of the hour. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, on the other side. Stay with us.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're still looking at that accident on southbound 75 on that ramp, I guess you can call it. The split right there at 375 as you stay on I-75 right there at the Stroh's curve. The right lane is blocked, and that's got some traffic backed up. Aside from that, we're good. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today: increasing clouds, rain, and fog will move in later. A high near 38 tonight. Rain continues, so does the fog. Low around 36. And then tomorrow, rain changing to snow in the afternoon. We'll hit a high of 40, but then that will drop all day long afternoon. Right now, it's fair and 25 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after the top of the hour.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Rescue work is on hold right now at the site of an overturned cruise ship off Tuscany. CNN's Dan Rivers reports the suspension is based on bad weather and movement by the ship.
The bottom of the sea here shelves very steeply, very close to where the ship is lying, and I think there's a concern that if the ship starts to move, she could well move off that ledge and drop down and sink completely.
Italian prosecutors have ruled out technical errors as the cause of the wreck that killed six. It's the end of the road for John Huntsman. Huntsman is expected to bow out of the Republican presidential contest today and back Mitt Romney. Democratic political consultant Ed Espinoza questions how much Huntsman can actually help Romney.
By endorsing him now and getting out of the race now, Governor Romney only has to worry about the votes coming out on the right. So it's a goodwill gesture by Governor Huntsman. It's the calculation that he's about to be embarrassed next Saturday. Let's try to get something out of this.
Two men are now in custody in connection with the disappearance of a Montana teacher. Sherry Arnold went missing more than a week ago while jogging. Just one of her running shoes was found. The 2012 Hollywood Awards season kicked off last night with the Golden Globes. CNN's Jim Roop joins us live from Los Angeles with more on some of the biggest winners. Jim?
Yeah, good morning. The big winner was the French-produced silent film about Hollywood's silent film era, The Artist. It picked up three awards, including Best Motion Picture Comedy and a Best Actor in a Comedy honor for its star, Jean Desjardins. It also won for Best Original Score. The Descendants took two, its star, George Clooney, Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, and the film itself took top prize, Best Drama. The Oscar nominees will be announced on the 24th, and The Artist and The Descendants are expected to be on that list. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
And the New York eliminates reigning Super Bowl champs Green Bay from the playoffs. The Giants now facing the 49ers next Sunday in the NFC Championship. This is CNN Radio.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
If you overspent on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Super Saturday, it's time to pay the piper on Blue Monday. A Welsh psychologist came up with the term for this day in mid-January, and what has us singing the blues? failed New Year's resolutions, cold weather, and the arrival of the holiday credit card bills. Standard & Poor's Deputy Chief Economist Beth Ann Bovino says those bills can produce a very real chilling effect on consumers.
Those credit cards, I do think that's something that's going to keep people still a bit cautious.
New jobs can help beat back the blues this year, says Bovino, especially if the job gains can match or exceed what we saw in November and December.
So I do think that there is some signs, there is some strength going into this new year.
However, political battles could easily let the blues back in.
The payroll tax cuts, will they be extended a few more months? And will they deal with the long-term debt issues? Those things are all uncertainties that are going to keep people scared and not spending.
I'm Tracy Jonkey from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Who is the conservative that can beat Obama? One man. Newt Gingrich. Here's what Michelle Bachmann had to say about Newt.
He made an indelible mark that literally changed the course of the United States. He was Speaker of the House from 1995 to 1999. He was almost better known than our president during those years. He made such a strong mark.
Her praise didn't end there.
He was the architect of the revolution that wrested control of the House of Representatives from 40 years of Democrat rule.
With Newt, we balanced the budget 4 years in a row, paid down $400 billion of debt, cut taxes, and created 11 million jobs. Michelle Bachmann is right. Newt helped change history once. He can do it again. Go with Newt, the man who can beat Obama.
Newt Gingrich, thank you. What a treat, speaker.
Paid for by Winning Our Future, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-16-12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7 and reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
As you grab your time card and get ready to punch in, and as you dedicate another day to honoring your contract and your commitment to quality, maybe it's time to reinforce to your boss and your elected representatives that they owe you for continuing to make their lives easier,
and that it is the work that you do that rewards them for the work that they do,
that it is because of you that progress is made,
that your sacrifices and your willingness to change help them grow.
And now it's time to honor what you have done.
And what you have done cannot be ignored any longer.
You will now raise your voice.
Your voice is now. First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Just as I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
And that, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., as we are working our way through the beginnings of an amazing day. And we're going to continue to focus on that in the next hour. I want to remind you that in a little later on in this hour at 8:35, Christine Berry will be with us for Blogging for Michigan. But before we get to her, we, of course, need to take care of Mark Brewer. And he's on the other end of our line. Let's go ahead and get that intro done, guys, and we'll bring on Mark.
the Michigan Democratic Party chairman, Mark Brewer.
They're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark Brewer.
And Mark Brewer does join us again this Martin Luther King Day. No days off for Mr. Brewer, I assure you. Captain, my captain, how are you this morning?
Morning, Tony. Doing well. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm sure that you will be, of course, putting out a statement later on today commemorating the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but certainly want to give you an opportunity to address this this audience today, Mark.
Yeah, of course, we'll be putting out a statement today, Tony, and you know, this is such an important day. I'll be attending a Martin Luther King dinner tonight in Macomb County that I actually helped start about 20 years ago, and we're all very proud of what a big dinner this has become. Senator Debbie Stabenow is going to be our keynote speaker tonight, but I tell you, I went to the Martin Luther King Jr. dedication, the dedication of the memorial in Washington last fall, and I've since visited the memorial again. I think it's one of the most wonderful memorials in Washington because it really captures his spirit there. And it's right down on the tidal basin there near one of my other heroes, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So this is a great day, an important day to reflect on what Dr. King meant to us and just how much he changed this country and continues to inspire people to change this country. And as we think back on all the things that he said and observed about injustice, about war, racial inequality, I think it's good that we have a day like this every year to reflect on those things and rededicate ourselves to the things he fought for.
Yeah, I'm perfectly said, Mark. I mean, especially the very rededicating ourselves to those things. Thank you so much for those wise words, absolutely, absolutely true. I'm always I'm amazed and I'm moved by how impactful Dr. King's words are. As we've been playing audio clips, Mark, all morning, it's actually moved me emotionally a little bit this morning. You listen to the impact of his words, how profoundly gifted he was as an orator. And you wonder, you know, why haven't we accomplished more? But it just again it just reinvigorates for me anyway. It rededicates my resolve to help turn things around. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Roger, the way you spoke about things, Tony, was so important and had appeal across racial and gender lines and ethnic lines. I mean, he really did draw people in. He did it in a way that was not accusatory, in a way that would put people off, but he appealed to your morality, your soul. And everybody had to acknowledge that the things he was talking about are true, that there was and is racial injustice, there was and is inequality. And again, so he did it in a way that revealed these truths, but also then left people open to and wanting to fix them. I mean, that is a very rare gift. It's very easy to point fingers, right, and be accusatory and blaming and create barriers between people. He did all of this in a way that broke down barriers, and that is very unique.
Yeah, it certainly is. Mark, just to switch gears here, we've got a lot to get to today. At 11 o'clock this morning, former Utah governor, John Huntsman and what will only be for another less than 3 hours candidate Republican candidate for the presidency will announce that he will be leaving his candidacy and will be supporting Mitt Romney for the next president for the United States of America. Your thoughts on Governor Huntsman leaving the race and I think more curiously his support of Mitt Romney, who we know from, I don't know, it was as late as last week, attacking the guy.
Well, I mean, first of all, Huntsman, I think, is facing political reality that anybody who even appears to be a moderate in the Republican Party today has no place. And that was John Huntsman's place. He's clearly the most moderate and reasonable of the entire crew, and there's just no place for him in the Republican Party today. Now, that being said, this is somebody who, as late as just a couple days ago, was talking about how, Romney's unelectable, his views are unacceptable, and so forth. And frankly, Huntsman has been somewhat of a voice of reason in some of these debates. And so it's very disappointing that he's now flip-flopped himself, right? And he's going to, you know, turn around and support Mitt Romney. I mean, it really does undercut his own credibility in terms of the things he's been saying for months about this process and about Mitt Romney. I don't think in the end his endorsements is gonna count for much. Maybe he's looking for a spot on the ticket. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a very big event because Huntsman never had much of an effect on the race anyway.
Well, you know, I agree. I said earlier in the show, Mark, that I didn't really see where having John Huntsman's endorsement matters in any way. I mean, even if less than 1% of people that were supporting Governor Huntsman decide to throw their support behind Mitt Romney, does it matter?
No, I don't think so. Just like, I mean, the McCain endorsement of Romney, you know, in New Hampshire, that was like a one-day story, and then you know, move on. Endorsements, you know, I guess they're nice, you know, but unless they come with some tangible support to get you the vote you need and so forth, really don't mean all that much in the scheme of things. And I don't think most people in South Carolina, Democrats or Republicans, have ever heard of John Huntsman. So I'm not sure what impact it's going to have there either.
Well, as we take a look at what's happening, though, and certainly South Carolina leading into to Florida, and you need to ask yourself the question, is this thing wrapped up for Mitt Romney? So let me start with that question, Mark Brewer. Do you think that Mitt Romney has the Republican nomination sewed up?
I don't think it's sewed up, Tony. He's certainly the favorite. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, the way they've changed their system in terms of how you accumulate delegates. It's not winner take all like it's been in the past. So the delegate count at this point is probably actually pretty close. He may be leading it, but it's actually probably pretty close in terms of actual number of delegates. But their problem is, or for the folks who oppose Romney, there's so many of those right wingers. I mean, you got Gingrich, you got Perry, you got Santorum. There's a sizable block of voters. Two-thirds, perhaps, of Republican voters don't want Romney. But if that vote is fractured among all those other extremely conservative candidates, now that Huntsman's out of the race, they're just making it easier for Romney to eventually become the nominee. So we'll just have to see whether there's any coalescing going on. I know there's a group of conservative leaders that met last weekend and endorsed Santorum. Again, endorsements are fine. What does it mean? You know, is it going to be an effort to unify the anti-Romney forces? Around which candidate? You know, the clock's ticking here, and those folks on the other side have to get their act together if they hope to stop Mitt Romney.
Well, we know that, you know, Newt Gingrich is painting himself as the real conservative, or he's calling himself the Reagan conservative, and that nobody else really fits into that category. I don't see that he has the money to do this much longer. But with that said, Mark, if he does well in South Carolina, and because the Republicans have shown that they don't have a favorite, and that's just true based on the results that we've had so far, you know, Newt Gingrich actually could extend this a bit.
Oh, yeah. And I think, again, because they're not accumulating delegates all that fast, and because of these super PACs. I mean, here's the irony, Tony, of all of this. You know, super PACs are a product of you know, Republican efforts to you know, wipe away important laws that ban corporate corruption in this country. A lot of Mitt Romney supporters think the Citizens United decision was just terrific. Well, the Citizens United decision spawned the very super PACs now that are keeping this race going when the Republican establishment would like the race to be over and so forth. So talk about the law of unintended consequences that now, again, the spawn of Citizens United is hurting the Republican Party at this point. And if there comes a time when Mitt Romney isn't the nominee, people are going to be able to point back to this period of time when the super PACs kept these other candidates alive and say, aha, it was the super PACs that were part of Mitt Romney's undoing.
Well,
that would be ironic.
You make a great point. I never even would have thought of that, Mark. That's a great point. All right, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got a lot more to get to, including the State of the State, which is on Wednesday. Ruth Johnson, our Secretary of State, and again, her efforts to disenfranchise voters. It seems particularly important to have that discussion on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to all of you. A quick break here. First Shift will continue with Mark Brewer, the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, right after we take this quick break.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Trigano.
On 1310
WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking good out there on the freeways now that that accident, 75 southbound at the 375 split, has cleared. Nothing going on. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy. Rain and fog will kick up a little bit later on today. A high near 38, rain overnight, patchy fog as well, low around 36. And then tomorrow, rain before 4 p.m., then it changes to snow. Temperature going to drop throughout the day. Right now it's fair and 25 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
If your furnace broke down, would you call an expert rapper?
Woo! Your furnace broke down, now everybody chilling. From your head down to your toes, you got no feeling.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real furnace experts. Service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, get a free service call with any repair. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.ca, also known as Bryant Heating and Cooling Service Experts.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla marketing sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. Well, he is about the size of the $10 OfficeMax gift card you get just for buying $49 or more of HP Ink. A free gift card is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find all the big deals now at OfficeMax. Offer ends Saturday, limit 2.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the former.
The great Dr. Martin Luther King, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, is on the line as well. Let me remind you folks, because I want to try to get this in, the McComb chapter of We Are the People today are collecting goodies for those that that are in need of the following: shampoo, bath and body soap, hand and body lotion, laundry detergent, deodorant, toilet paper, paper towels, and facial tissues. These are things that cannot be purchased with your bridge card or your food stamps. And the Interfaith Center for Racial Justice in Macomb County is asking you to bring these items to the Royalty House at 8201 Old 13 Mile Road in Warren, just east of Van Dyke, before Hoover. And again, if you can bring that stuff out there, from 4:30 to 7 o'clock is when they will be collecting that. They'd like to fill the bus with those items. So, folks, if you have the ability to do that, could you please do that? Mark, thanks for letting me get that in. I just want to try to get this in as much as I can. This information came to me rather late, and so I'd like to help these folks out as much as I can. Mark, let's turn our attention now to our Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson. I'd said before the break she's making a pretty valiant attempt to disenfranchise voters. Seemed appropriate to have that that conversation on Martin Luther King Jr. Day of all days.
No, I don't. I mean, this is somebody, you know, Secretary of State. Their job is to educate the voters, help them vote. And she's created enormous confusion about this primary on February 28th. We've been very clear with the state, in writing and otherwise, Tony, that the Democrats are not participating in this primary. We're using a caucus on May 5th. So what does Ruth Johnson do? Purely out of partisan mischief, there's no other explanation, she puts Barack Obama's name on the ballot. I think what they're trying to do here, Tony, is kind of make the Democrats share the blame for wasting $10 million on this primary. But anyway, so Barack Obama's name on the ballot, and now we're getting calls, and people are confused. They're saying, like, look, I thought we had a caucus. Why is the president's name on the ballot? And, you know, we try to explain to folks, we didn't want him there. He can't pull his name off. And then people are also fearful, Tony, of being disenfranchised, because under our party rules, you can't vote in the primary and then vote in the caucus. So what I'm going to recommend to the leadership, to just to cut through this nonsense that's been perpetuated by Ruth Johnson here, I'm going to recommend to the leadership that we lift that rule so that if people vote in the primary, they're still going to be able to vote in May. We don't want any of our Democratic voters disenfranchised and unable to vote in the caucus because of this partisan mischief being pulled by Ruth Johnson. It's a shame that we have to do this kind of thing. But again, lay it all at her feet in terms of causing this kind of confusion and anxiety out there, which is completely unnecessary.
And Mark, I don't mean to be unfair to the Secretary of State, but she had to fully know what she was doing when she allowed this, because I have in my office, Mark, I have my listeners emailing me and calling me saying that they're confused. They get their absentee ballot and they weren't sure why they got an absentee. You know, they weren't sure if they had to vote, and then right. Of course they see the president's name, so they feel like they really have to vote, and who should they vote for? And they're really confused, Mark.
No, it's terrible. Again, you know, the goal, purpose of Secretary of State and of election officials is to help the voters, not confuse them. So we're going to do what we can. People should feel free to vote in the primary without fear that they're not going to be able to vote in the caucus, which will be the real process by which we renominate President Barack Obama. That's our response to try to, you know, relieve this anxiety. Folks should go ahead and vote in the primary if they want to. They should also make sure to vote in any local questions, Tony, because there are some important local races on the 28th. People should make sure they vote in those races. Don't let this, you know, nonsense by Ruth Johnson put you off. If you want to vote for the president in the primary, go ahead and do so. You're going to be welcome in our caucuses on May 5th.
Well, Mark, thank you for doing that. Let me just say up front, for a lot, that makes everybody's job a lot easier. Just thank you for doing that. I really do appreciate that.
Well, again, it's just a shame, Tony, that we have to do this to deal with this, you know, official nonsense out of Ruth Johnson. But we're going to do everything we can to make sure nobody feels disenfranchised.
Well, that'll...
That's awful.
That'll
Martin Luther King Jr. Day to be participating... And this kind of nonsense is just appalling.
Well, I think that clears it up very simply for everybody. So, again, thank you. Let's, in the few minutes we have left, the Wednesday night is the state of the state. An article in yesterday's Free Press said the governor didn't lose very much in 2011. What does 2012 look like? Well, I, you know, got my own thoughts. We'll get to that some other time. Mark, what can we expect the governor to say on Wednesday night?
Well, you know, the big winners last year, Tony, were the governor and all the corporate CEOs and big banks and insurance companies in the state, they got everything they wanted. They're very happy, but the rest of us in the state were real losers. Look, you know, this guy, when he came into office, Tony, and we go back to his inaugural address, he said he would be a moderate, he said he would be bipartisan, and that he would ask for shared sacrifice and not leave people behind. He's failed on all four of those tests over the last year. You know, a very disappointing year, whether it's, you know, cutting unemployment benefits, the $2 billion tax shift onto the backs of seniors and the middle class, the education cuts, just on and on and on. I hope that this year will be better in terms of bipartisan cooperation, and we'll just have to see what he says this week at the State of the State address. I got, frankly, Tony, I do not hold out much hope. I think the pattern has been established. That it's his way or the highway, and that's particularly true with the Republicans in the legislature. But I can tell you that the Democrats in the legislature, for myself, the Democratic Party, we continue to make the offer of our willingness to work together in a true bipartisan way that helps everybody in the state. That offer was not taken up at all last year, but it's still there. If he doesn't take that offer, he's going to continue to see the kind of resistance and fighting back that we did all last year. We're not going to roll over and let him hurt the people of Michigan like he did last year.
Well, you know, not to mention, Mark, you know, that we've got the House easily can be turned back to the Democrats in this upcoming year. The governor has to understand that he needs to work with everybody. He's made absolutely no effort to work with the Democrats in any way, shape, or form.
Not at all. And no, absolutely. We're willing to work together. I mean, even though I'm the chair of the Democratic Party, people should work together and govern between elections. But by gosh, Tony, when it comes to election time next year, and we're starting this already, we're not waiting, we're going to be talking about his record and the record of these Republicans. You know, voting to cut on insurance benefits, you know, voting to raise the taxes of seniors and the middle class and the poor, at the same time giving this $2 billion tax cut to wealthy folks in this state and that hasn't created a single job at all. We're going to be talking about that, and we're going to make those people pay at the polls.
Absolutely. I get so excited when I hear you talk about this stuff, Mark, so I'm looking forward to that as well. So we're just out of time for today. We'll look forward to visiting with you again next Monday. Again, appreciate your profoundly important words on this day that we commemorate the life and death of Martin Luther King Jr. Thanks so much, Mark, and we'll check in with you next Monday.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Bye. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Christine Berry, our blog roll segment, when we continue here on First Shift. Stay with us. A lot to get to yet.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking great out there on the roads right now. Just kind of what you'd expect on a federal holiday. Northbound 75 at Crooks Road. There'll be a road crew out there blocking the right lane. Oh, in about a half hour or so. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly cloudy. Rain and fog will kick up a little bit later on this afternoon. A high near 38. Tonight, rain, patchy fog as well. Low in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, we'll hit a high of around 40 around noon as it rains all day, then switches to snow in the afternoon. Right now it's fair and 25 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
What a great group of groups. They've got names like Winning Our Future, Make Us Great Again, and Red, White, and Blue. What's not so great is that these are special interest super PACs that are sacking up millions of dollars in a gross effort to buy the presidential election for their favored candidate. Winning Our Future, for example, is backing Newt Gingrich's run. It had a big winning hand recently when a billionaire casino baron put down a $5 million bet on Newt. Forget one man, one vote. He's in with 5 million big ones. Is there anything that we the people can do about this massive money corruption? Happily, yes. Step one is to repeal a perverse Supreme Court ruling that corporations are, quote, persons entitled to spend unlimited sums to purchase candidates who will serve them. The second anniversary of that ridiculous decree comes up this month, and several truly great grassroots groups are holding 2 days of action on January 20 and 21 to assert people power over money power. Friday the 20th will be Occupy the Courts Day, with festive and feisty mass protests at dozens of federal courthouses throughout the land. You can find information and a location of an event near you at movetoamend.org. Then on Saturday, the United for the People Coalition is coordinating fun and effective actions in dozens of cities to confront various corporate persons and rally support for a people's veto of the Supreme Court's democracy-busting edict. There will be citizens' posses, corporate crime scenes, local exposés of corporations posing as people, music, street theater, etc. This is Jim Hightower saying you can join the national action locally. For ideas, tips, and action kits to help you do democracy in your community this coming Friday and Saturday,
Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Martin Luther King Jr., ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate and commemorate his life and death today. We now move on to our next guest in a segment that is quickly becoming quite popular amongst those insiders that we consider First Shifters extraordinaire. Guys, give me my intro and let's get going.
Leading the charge for online truth and a vision that transcends the minutia
and delivers information that impacts us all.
Welcome back to First Shift, this week's blog rule.
First of all, we just would love to have more progressive bloggers anyway, but local progressive bloggers are very important because there's so much happening at city council meetings and boards of commissioners, as the county clerks. I mean, these are people who impact almost every aspect of your life.
From Blogging for Michigan,
Christine Berry.
And joining us once again is Christine Berry from Blogging for Michigan, and our new segment we titled Blog Roll, and we got a lot to get to today. Christine, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
And thank you for having me, and what a great day to talk about the issues with sexism in Lansing, too, huh?
Yeah.
That we're talking about it today.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because as we've talked to some listeners, we've talked to some guests today, so many of the things that Martin Luther King Jr. fought for, stand for, and would stand with us today if he could, unfortunately, Christine, are still as prevalent today as they were in his heyday.
It is unfortunate, and I think now we see so many more groups come out and embrace him as a role model and as a leader and just yearn for a leader like him to come and speak to them directly. And I don't know if we have somebody like that, but he really does, I think, speak to ethnic minorities, you know, women, the gays and lesbians community. You know, everybody can find a leader in him. He just had these wonderful qualities that allowed him to communicate with compassion and understanding and still not compromise on what he believed.
Well, it's an extraordinary thing. As I shared with I had Mark Brewer on at 8 o'clock, and Christine, as I was sharing with him, as we've been playing some of the audio, even the piece of audio we just played before we brought you onto the show, I really emotionally am moved by how remarkable an orator he was and how profound his message is. And I think that there's a part of me that, you know, when I hear this or when I read his words, I believe that I can do more, that there's more. I know that there's always more to do, but I just feel like I can do more, that I should do more when I hear him speak or I read his words. And to me, that's a gift. Imagine, you know, and even in death, when your words can still resonate the way they do, at least for me. I don't know that that's true for others, but it is certainly true for me.
I think one of his special qualities that you really don't see very often is that when he spoke, and I'm not sure if he was really driven to make other people better or if he just wanted to be the best he could and make circumstances better, but he's one of the few people who, when he speaks to you, makes you want to be better, you know, makes you want to earn what he's telling you can be possible and makes you want to go out and work for it. So that's who he is to me, and that's a very special thing. There aren't many people who can move me that way.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. Well, you know, let's now go back to about it was a week ago that Senator Gretchen Whitmer wrote an op-ed in the Detroit Free Press talking about the male chauvinism, the cronyism that is so prevalent in Lansing these days. And she of course spoke truth to power. I had her on the show last Tuesday, where she, you know, further emphasized, you know, her the importance of how difficult it is for women in the political realm. You know, I actually spoke in an event on Thursday last week, Christine, where I talked about this this problem we've seen, especially in politics. You know, there was a time in the early 2000s, up till about 2005 or 2006. Where women in politics were growing. It was probably the fastest growing membership amongst elected politicians. Unfortunately, they've bottomed out, and there doesn't seem to be much of a reason for it, except if you look at perhaps the way women are treated, and maybe they've just decided that if they're going to be involved, they might as well be respected and stay in the realms where they are respected, and that's not within the political structure.
Well, certainly they're not respected in Lansing, and I think Senator Whitmer is, you know, one of the people who probably is, you know, falls victim to this all the time because she's so outspoken. But even if you look back the last few years in Lansing, I think the Republicans in the legislature kind of had a meltdown because they had to deal with a woman governor, and you know, you heard these really terrible things coming out of them all the time. They referred to her as Jenny all the time. They talked about her as, I think somebody referred to her as Hurricane Jenny in a floor speech. And you would never do that to a male governor. Home was by no means an overly emotional person who might have brought that on herself. You know, she was very composed and comfortable with her office. She was decisive, analytical. So a lot of those statements were really uncalled for. But it was something that didn't just happen to the governor. I mean, it happened to the women senators and the women representatives as well. There have been a number of incidents that have been reported. I remember 2009, I think it was, when Senators Roger Kahn and Irma Clark Coleman were in an elevator. Do you remember this?
Oh, absolutely, Christine.
Right. So she wanted to file a complaint about what she perceived to be intimidation. And, of course, the senators... or Senator Mike Bishop, the Republican majority leader, you know, he was in charge of that investigation. And that investigation obviously went nowhere because he was in charge of it. And his spokesman, Matt Marsden, who's one of the worst offenders of sexist language and acts in Lansing, I think, came right out and said there would be repercussions for her if the allegations turned out to be untrue, which, of course, they did because they were in charge of the investigation. So, you know, it's gone on for years, and it's in all levels. You remember this guy, Brian Brandenburg, earlier this year, who sent an email to his Republican colleagues? He's a staffer. He sent an email to his Republican colleagues and said that one of the Democrats had broken up with her boyfriend and she's looking for a man and she's hot and feel free to Facebook stalk her. I mean, this was state mail, you know. If they would have, what would they have done to us, Tony, if we would have done something like that?
No.
Government email system.
They'd have crucified you. Christina, it makes me wonder as we need more women in politics. There's no question that's true. We need that balance. We need that perspective. We need that experience. We need that compassion. And then there's so many things that women bring and their perspective brings to politics. And yet we see fewer and fewer women getting engaged in the art of politics. I'm suggesting that we really do need to recruit, especially here in 2012, more women into the process. There are, I think that we're, you know, almost at historic lows with regard to, at the state level, women in politics. We need to turn that around, and we need to do it quickly.
We do, and you know what's interesting, and I don't know the cause of this. I was just thinking about it earlier when you mentioned that we thought in about 2002 or 2003 that we were really surging. I remember talking to Wizard Kitten one time, and she said that when Geraldine Ferraro was the vice presidential candidate, she thought we were there, that the struggle was over and we were there. And that didn't work out. And then we had the Year of the Woman in the early 90s. I forget what year that was, where we seemed to have a surge of women go to the Senate. That didn't happen again until, I think, right about what you were talking about, the 2002, 2003. So we seem to surge and then recede. So we do need a sustained effort. I think part of the problem that we're going to have now, though, is that women, like everybody else, who's just, you know, who are just normal, everyday people, feel so disenfranchised that, you know, it's hard to get involved when it just makes you so miserable. You know, you don't know where you can start. Everything's coming down on you. You know, I think people kind of want to stay away from politics because it's so hurtful right now.
Well, and as much as I appreciate that, we can't allow that to stop good people from running for office. And I would think that those consultants, female consultants, really do need to reach out to their sisters and build this sisterhood. And I was, again, this event that I was at Thursday, you know, she was asking, how do I get? She happens to be the chair of a women's group within the UAW, and she was asking, how do I get them more engaged in the process? I think one of the ways to do that is to support the women that are already part of the process, whether that's in politics or whether they lead in business. Invite them to your group. Invite them to speak. Start building, you know, these kinds of networks, Christine, that will strengthen each other. Because we do need to fight against this male chauvinism that is clearly out there. I mean, this is not imaginary. This is real, Christina. We need to fight against it. We need to fight hard, and we need to be a little loud about it.
I agree, and I should add, too, that I think it's by design. I mean, the more that you can disenfranchise the women or, you know, the minorities, the less likely they are to get involved in politics, and therefore you can pass this crazy legislation that attacks our middle class, attacks our unions, attacks our schools. Dawn over at Progress Michigan did an excellent job tying these attitudes to the legislation that's been passed recently in Lansing. So I encourage your listeners to go to progressmichigan.org and read her article.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. Christine Berry, stay right where you're at. ChristineBerry.com, also bloggingformichigan.com. This is Blog Roll on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was $1 trillion and thousands of U.S. lives to topple a dictator in Iraq. It's $1 billion and no U.S. lives to topple a dictator in Libya. That's a pretty stark contrast.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
We're going to go to the phones and welcome our first caller of the year 2012. Jeff in Milford joins us. Jeff, welcome to First Shift.
Are you kidding me? I'm the first one? What a delight and privilege. This is going to be a good day. I can see it right now. It's like I was telling Junior there. As soon as this show goes up on the podcast, I'm downloading it. I'm burning it to CDs and I'm mailing it out to friends of mine. So.
You're the man.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trippiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trippiano page today.
Tweet. We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trippiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with me. This morning is Christine Berry. She is, of course, our guest today in our blog roll segment, ChristineBerry.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y. And, of course, bloggingformichigan.com. Christine, we wanted to take a few moments and update everybody on the 83-county project. So let's go ahead and do that.
Great. That is going very well so far. We've got about a dozen people involved now, and we've got some content up so people can get started learning about the blogging process, why it's important to politics, what it can do for them, what it can do for the rest of us, and how to get started. We're building a community. I'm really excited about the new people coming out to join this, so I just can't say enough about it. I'm really glad to be a part of it. As I was going through it, I was reminded of how strong we were back in 2006 and 2007. We had a large community of progressive bloggers. And I'm sorry to see that we don't have that right now, but many of them just, you know, they were successful in their careers and they kind of wandered off. And so I'm glad to be part of the revival here.
Well, and let's remind people what exactly the 83 County Project is, because if they're just joining us for the first time, they're going, huh? What's this all about?
Sure. Well, it's inspired by just our desire to get more local bloggers out there. So Michigan has 83 counties. Our goal is to get two bloggers in each county to start focusing on things like local politics, of school boards, city councils, boards of commissioners, what's your county clerk doing? Because I bet you that county clerk does some really interesting stuff, you know, and people should talk about it. And unfortunately, the few places that still have local papers just don't have the resources to really dig into all of these things, not to mention they're probably ad-driven, so their editorial layer there might filter some things out. So bloggers need to step in and pick up the pieces here.
Yeah,
so that's
just
what we're doing. So our project is designed to recruit these bloggers, give them some training, give them the tech support that they need, bring them into a community that's going to be supportive, going to be there to answer their questions or to encourage them, cheer them on. You know, I've been blogging for over 10 years now, so pretty much any blogger comes to me with a problem, I'll be like, oh, I remember that. So we just want a community that's going to be supportive of these local bloggers.
And Christine, where are they going to go to sign up to do this?
They can go to bloggingformichigan.com. There is an icon in the upper right to join the 83 County Project.
All right. It's a really a great project, and I wish I had more time to blog on my own website, let alone to be a part of the 83 County Project. I will say, though, I appreciate you having me on the mailing list because I love to see the evolution of what's going on. It's so supportive and just amazing. So I'm really, really excited. Christine, thank you for your time this week. I think probably going to have you on Wednesday to do this, or Thursday morning to maybe cover the state of the state. I don't think I'm going to be able to make my way to the state capitol on Wednesday night. So if you want to do that, I'd be happy to have you back on Thursday.
Yeah, I'd be happy to come back and tell you about it. It's been quite a story already, and it hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll be in touch before then, but thank you for your time today. Appreciate it, and happy MLK Day to you today.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
Thanks. Christine Barry again, Blogging for Michigan, and ChristineBarry.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y. Let's quickly go to the phones, and then we have to get a caption contest winner in today. And let's welcome Barbara and Wayne to First Shift. Barbara, appreciate you staying on the line. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. I'm a little confused. Our ballot came in the mail last week. It wants you to put down whether or not you're Republican, Democrat. They want your phone number. And we have a proposal. So they said you can, you know, if you just want the proposed ballot. But I thought that the Democrats were still going to have a ballot that was going to come out. My understanding was this was from the Republicans.
Right, it is. So let me explain to you, because Mark Brewer from the Michigan Democratic Party, the chairman, was just on with us, and this is what he explained. That's okay, Barbara. He said go ahead and vote in the Republican primary. Feel free to do that. The Democrats are still going to have their caucus in May. So you don't need to worry about that. You can vote for the president if you want to in the primary, and you can still vote for the president again in May. So it doesn't affect anything. If you have some issues that are local to you, and so Wayne may have a specific issue, go ahead and vote. So just feel free to go ahead and vote in the primary, Barbara, and don't worry about it.
Okay, but did he say why they're asking for our phone numbers? They've never done that.
I don't know why they're asking for your phone number, and I don't think you have to give that information, so
okay.
I would not give that information.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate the phone call. See, Jeff, how the Republicans have gone ahead and confused everything? I mean, this is a classic example of that, and it's unnecessary.
And I'm glad that Barbara called in she missed the segment with Mark Brewer. So at least now people in both hours know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's where the podcast becomes important. So we'll make sure that we get that up on the Facebook page later on today. I knew that they were going to do this very quickly before we get to our contest winner. I want to point out that yesterday our own Cindy Estrada was part of the Detroit Free Press. They did a wonderful, wonderful profile on her. Jeff, I don't know if you had a chance to read it yet. I, of course, posted it to the Facebook page. But just an amazing story about an amazing woman. I'm hoping to have Cindy with us. Tomorrow's her day to be on, so I'm hoping she's going to be with us tomorrow. But a great article. And come to find out, long story short, my wife knows her. They kind of grew up together. So just really neat.
That was a pretty funny story this morning.
Yeah,
we can share that tomorrow.
That's pretty neat. Okay, very quickly, we got to get to the, we're almost out of time. So who's going to win the caption contest today?
Well, we got a lot of great choices, and it came down to two people. We voted on it in this Democrat room that we have, Democratic room, an option that we have, and we went with Will. Will's suggestion was.
All right, let me find it. Go ahead. You got it in front of you?
He said those dang
Republicans slammed the door on me again. I really thought they'd go for that Jobs Bill Act.
All right. Well, Jeff, if you would send Will a little message on Facebook, get his address, we will get his hat and his two First Shift pens off to him. And Will, congratulations. And we're going to try to do this certainly on a weekly basis, maybe every now and then, twice a week, as it is fun. I want to thank my buddy Patrick for reminding us that maybe we've been taking ourselves a little too seriously. All right, we've got to get out of here for today. Happy Martin Luther King Day to all of you. I hope that you have an exceptional day. Just remember, folks, remember what this is all about, okay? And I'm going to let you decide what that is. But just try to remember what this is all about. With that said, that'll clean it up for us today. Anthony and Jeff, thank you so much for all of what you do and your time, of course, this audience who is amazing. And again, off the air, if you need me, tony@thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 38, but the rain and fog will pick up in the afternoon. Tonight, rain, patchy fog, a low in the mid-30s, and then Tuesday, it'll be a little bit warm early comparatively. We'll have some rain, and then the temperature will drop, and that rain will switch to snow in the afternoon. Right now, it's fair and 25 degrees at Detroit City Airport. Have a great day, everybody.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify.